and Mike Show is live on Facebook and hopefully being downloaded by many others as we are in the DealsInTheD.com studios. I'll tell you this. Coronavirus really makes a mess out of things. We got two microphones missing. We got these skeletal mic stands with no mic on them because.
Have you looked under the table? Because there's extra cords and empty cords laying all over the place, just trying to rewire stuff and do stuff. It's a mess. It's a total mess. But it's working.
No point worrying about it now. I know everything goes wrong in my house, like my broken front screen door. I just assume that's never going to be fixed. I'm going to always be living like this. Your life is going only downhill from here.
Your toilet is a disaster, by the way.
Come on, your house sucks.
I think there are some... toilet has been through an awful lot, you got to admit.
Well, I mean, it's got a bunch of dudes unloading on it all the time now.
Yesterday...
Sounds gross.
My yard did get mowed somehow.
I know.
It's crazy. I told Tan Rob to build the Rolling Stones. And if they don't pay, build Chris Illich. By the way, is it really needed that we have to file a class action suit against Major League Baseball to refund our fucking money?
You would think they would get the hint by now. Do you think they want to go through a class action lawsuit?
You know, I just think it's incredible. These are the people who buy the season tickets and the 10-game packages and whatnot, and they're fucking expensive. And to think that, you know, we're almost at the end of April.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of money.
You might want those people to be repeat customers, too, going years forward. But,
I don't think that sports are in a position now to abuse people the way they have. Because, honestly, going to sporting events is not as sure thing as it used to be.
No. I'm surprised other
places...
have
to sue them? Really?
Well, you know...
That's pathetic.
It was amazing how quick Ticketmaster came up with that idea to refund your tickets or give you vouchers at 150% or whatever the plan is. That came out like a day after the New York Attorney General said they were going to look into it. It's just, you know, little legal pressure can make companies do some crazy stuff. Or the right thing.
You know, you would think people... I've been a season ticket holder since...
So I've been a season ticket holder since 2006!
Well...
You'd think we'd get a little respect. In Champions Club.
I mean, especially when...
Seats.
Especially when the team sucks.
I know, they absolutely suck. I mean, there is no hope whatsoever. If we won 65 games, I'd be impressed.
Maybe that's the idea.
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Maybe the idea is, we can't give them their money back because maybe they won't want tickets ever again because we suck.
I might not. You know, if they keep this up, fuckers. And you know what their response is, too, is that,
we're waiting for direction from the government and the medical field.
Oh, bullshit.
You're not playing those games. You know you're not fucking playing them. And then they went on to say something about, meanwhile, there's discussion with the players' union about playing it. Neutral sites or crowds.
They're going to move your tickets to a neutral site that you can't go to?
Yeah, and I'm about to still pay for them. No, but if you're playing at neutral sites or with no crowds, then I get my money back anyway!
Well, they've already missed a hit.
Congratulations and go Tigers!
They missed a bunch of games already, so...
Stop.
You can at least refund them.
Screwing with your fans.
Yeah, I'm really amazed.
Mesa Tacos and Tequila is still doing the... Boy, we had a record week last week for the coronavirus period.
Right.
Yeah, we really did.
Congratulations.
One of our fine listeners, God, what's his name? He sent us something, hooked us up with Beaumont. We actually provided a meal for Beaumont, which is a really nice little extra. And
Julie said you guys should do cooking classes. Then I said, oh my gosh, they should do cooking classes with Drew on the video. That would be a great...
I don't know.
You sell kits?
Being on videos.
What? You love it.
Mace is available through Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash, and they've got the trivia night coming up with Tiger King trivia.
Yeah.
Is that Thursday? It's Thursday, isn't it? And this is Stay Home Safe, Family Style Friday, Social Distancing Saturday, Meal Deals.
Is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
And they have the, what do they call them, mocktails, which has everything but the tequila, which you have to add when it gets to you.
Nice. Well, people want to get out and do stuff.
They've got cabin fever.
I love the quesadillas, by the way. I've been ordering quesadillas lately with the brisket on them. Fantastic.
Perfect.
Or you, You can call Mesa for curbside. Parking is no problem. 248-545-1940. And head over to likemesa.com and check on the carryout beer and wine list. And go to the website, too. You find out about the Tiger King trivia, which is coming up Thursday.
Parking reminded me of Riley. Did you talk to him about his visit to the grocery store the other day?
Oh, for senior hour?
No, he was there. I think he was shopping a little bit for his mom, too, because he had his mom and his Bluetooth as he's walking around. And he said...
Oh, he had his mom and his Bluetooth. Boy.
Yeah, you know, because it's...
Barking orders at him?
Probably, yeah. Well, you don't know this experience, but going to the grocery store for the person that cooks and has a very specific list, you are always missing something, or it's just never exact, so you don't want to be wrong. So I understand why he would do that. But he said there was a hipster-like character getting milk out of the cooler, and he had a bandana on, and he had the whole glove and mask thing, and Matt... was on the backside of him. You know, it was just kind of a small area, and he's grabbing, I don't know, chips or whatever, but facing the opposite way, and all he heard was, "Hey, 6 feet, bro." The guy was yelling at him.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he was, what, 4 feet away, but facing the other way?
Get him some milk!
Well, there's
six feet, bro!
You know, the Royal Oak City Commissioner, I think her name's Cynthia Gibbs?
Yeah.
She was at the protest in Lansing, and... the mayor of Royal Oak wants to fire her.
Which is stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah, I think it's stupid, too. And by the way, how much crap is Facebook taking for not allowing any of this, you know, protest business?
Oh, I don't know.
Doesn't it seem like it's restraining one side here a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen much of it. I'm not really on Facebook.
Yeah, I
didn't even know they were doing it. I heard from you.
There's a huge quarantine protest, you know, and it pops up a lot, but I don't really read it. We're going to do what we're going to do, and we're going to do it fairly soon. So, what's that girl's name?
Which girl?
The girl?
Kim Gibbs?
Kim Gibbs, yeah, the city commissioner.
Okay, Kim Gibbs, yeah. And she went there. She says, "I broke no law." And the mayor says 50 to 100 people have contacted me, and they're outraged. Just a handful supporting her. She is a Republican. She's a small business owner. That's what she was upset about, because she said she's a small business owner. She's losing her ass.
I was outraged.
And she also has been threatened, although she said not with death. She just got a creepy threat. So if
you're that's kind of weak. Aren't they all death threats now?
I know. Who gives anything less than a death threat? Because death threats are barely anything anymore.
I got so many death threats.
And so, anyway, the charge is that she was not social distancing, therefore was endangering lives.
Well.
They want her to resign. She says, fuck you, I'm not going to resign.
I mean, should she be socially distancing? Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but
she should have been. I think it's because she went to the event why.
Why do they have to have a big pissing match about it?
Because they're pissed that she went to the event. She's one of the few Republicans on the commission.
No, I mean the mayor specifically.
I don't know. And by the way, who are these 100 people telling on her, writing letters? I noticed there was a picture that identified her that was on Facebook in no time. That's City Commissioner Kim Gibbs! And her head's just barely in the picture.
Yeah, well, I mean, because they knew they were there. You know what? That's funny.
You know, people just love telling on people.
There's another, I saw because my friend posted it, but, they own I don't even want to say what the business is or where it is, but they own a small business that caters to children. And boy, a lot of their clientele that found their kids that go to this place are really pissed that she was up there at the protest rallying, you know, to open up her little shop.
Oh, was she in her car?
No.
Oh, she was pictured on the...
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, there's consequences to stuff you do.
7 people that voted in Milwaukee have Corona 19.
What a shock. COVID 19, yeah. What a surprise.
What Corona? Why did they have to go vote? I mean, that is just so stupid. We knew it was stupid.
COVID 19!
I love how he does that.
My man, Kenny Copeland!
John Oliver had that on Last Week Tonight, and he called the other 4 guys the weakest hype crew. Like a rap hype group. So all they did was repeat whatever he said.
I know. It was so pathetic. I love hearing it, though.
So the Democrats in Wisconsin wanted to have that election later because of the virus.
Right.
Remember, we speculated there must have been some kind of down ballot. Well, there was a very liberal Supreme Court justice for the state Supreme Court justice was running and ended up winning, surprisingly. So I guess the Republicans were like, nope, you have to have the election now, hoping that people would not go out and vote. I know. It's
so just let's kill a few people.
Sure. Why not?
Fucking stupid.
And they lost anyway.
Hometown pharmacy also. Elric did this story.
Yeah.
Did he talk about this on Soul of Detroit?
Once Izzo shut up.
I threw a watch party into the Soul of Detroit. I'm not throwing him at watch parties for a while. Right. It seems like people just take them for granted. They don't even show up anymore.
Aw.
I mean, there were some people.
Today's Facebook Live could use a watch party. I'm just saying.
How many people?
257.
Yeah, boy. I'm telling you, people take the watch parties for granted.
I know.
They don't even bother to show up or say hi. No RSVP, no nothing.
Here you are opening your Facebook open to the public to come hang out with you. And
exactly. Something I don't want to do. All right. This is May. Could be the last watch party ever. Here we go. Ready? Boom.
All right. Yeah. Just said you joined. Fun. I should probably share it too.
I like wailing on the thumbs up button.
I know. I noticed you doing that during the Soul of Detroit, so I started wailing back. We're in a whale contest.
It was really funny.
Well, it's cute how your profile picture pops up when you do it.
No, it is adorable. Amber Gorby works for the hometown pharmacy, and she says she was fired for following Gretchen Whitmer's orders to stay home. She said she read the, you know, what's the non-essential,
yeah,
if you're not involved in saving lives. Da, 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 da. And she works in the home office. I think she's involved in displays.
She does the purchasing for kind of, what do they call when you buy something on the at the checkout?
Well, display items.
Impulse buys.
Yeah. I would agree with her. That's not essential.
Why can't she do it? And well, she also coordinates delivery to all the stores from the warehouse, which you think she could do that from home.
I would certainly think so. It sounds to me like they were pissed that when they had the meeting, she said, I think I should work from home because I'm really not essential. And they didn't like the fact that she was even suggesting that. And she was fired on her way out. She worked there 17 years, had a spotless record, according to Amber Gorby.
Wouldn't you love...
Should we call Amber Gorby? Can you get see if Elric will cough up her number?
He's planning on having her on next week. Detroit, if you want to...
It's okay. It's all right. I don't want to steal his thunder.
Hey, Don, what do you mean Izzo shut my ass down on the podcast? When did Izzo shut my ass down on the podcast?
Rejected!
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm kidding. I don't even know what he's talking about.
I'm just wondering on what comment. I'm curious, Don. I've turned into a radio for one.
But just remember, pride comes before the fall.
I thought Izzo was great.
By the way, Patty P jumped in there, and she wouldn't even comment in the watch party. She was going out of the watch party to comment because she didn't want to contribute to it because it was a Spartan.
Come on, Patty.
It was a Spartan related show with Tom Izzo on it.
That's very petty.
Come on, Patty.
I didn't even tell ML this, but I was talking. I was doing one of those pre interviews before he actually put them on, and I said as a graduate and fan of Michigan, it pains me to say that it's very honored to have you on the show today. I like him.
I love Tom Izzo. He's a great guy. He really is. Even though I was ragging him on the, I was just trying to fire up the Facebook Live group.
Yeah, he's not my coach.
Facebook Live brought to you by GrowGreen today, where they buy in bulk, pass the savings on to you, the growers. Don't waste your time calling every store in the state looking for soil when GrowGreen is totally stocked with every major brand of growing medium, including ProMix, DairyDew, Roots Organics, Mother Earth, and Fox Farm. They also have everything for your lawn and garden, including DairyDew Seed Starter, VeggieDew 301, and Safe Green Lawn, the best all-organic, pet-friendly lawn fertilizer on the market. Shop in-store, by phone, or online at growgreenmi.com. Deliveries and curbside pickup available. And GrowGreen, one of the fine people who, fortunately, they're still doing their business, and they're doing business with us, too. Just like our friends at Death Wish Coffee.
Yeah.
Yes. Death Wish. And I see people have ordered and used the Drew 15. I'm so happy because Death Wish came out of nowhere. It's a total fluke. And the COO listens to the show. He loves it. He's from the area. And so here they come into the Detroit market.
He should be in your watch party.
I don't know if he's a watch party kind of guy. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we're Facebook friends.
Yeah, maybe he is, and we just don't even know it. Maybe it's a wallflower on your watch party.
But you can kick your own ass with Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee with double the strength of your average brew. Death Wish Coffee will keep you going all day, wherever, however long you want to be going, doing whatever the fuck you're doing during quarantine. Death Wish Coffee is a dark roast blend that has double the amount of caffeine, smooth, bold taste. It'll wake you up and get you ready to take on the day. It's available in whole bean, ground death cups, and cold brew. So crack a can of cold brew with a smooth, strong taste. It packs 300 milligrams of caffeine per can. I like the coffee. I'm not a cold coffee person, but if you are. Yeah. Available in stores throughout the Detroit, Michigan area. Use the code DREW15 at checkout. Really? You can do that? Yeah. It's Mike Pilkington. Proud Detroit native. Huge fan of the show. Listens every day.
Oh, wow.
Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Pilkington. I have to look him up. I want to help you up your coffee game, so head to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Wait, is it Drew and Mike? Or is it Drew?
It's now Drew. It was Drew and Mike. I would assume both work.
Okay. Head to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. And remember Drew15.
Yeah.
For that code to get 15% off.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Death Wish Coffee. Let's
Mike
see.
Pilkington, is that his name?
Yeah, Pilkington.
Okay.
Words can't describe him. He's poetry in motion.
Man, hey, this watch party, and it looks like another weak watch party. Fuck. Okay. Moving right along. It's Mike.
I love how you're mad at the watch party.
I'm pissed. I was going to have a blowout today. And, you know, I just think of throwing too many watch parties. People just take them for granted. Oh, another fucking watch party.
I don't even know what they are.
Watch party. It's like One World Together. It's like the local version of One World Together Saturday night. 21 million people went to that watch party.
I'm shocked that that many people watched.
You know, honestly,
unless they tuned in and went, ew, and turned, you know, tuned it off.
Considering all the networks they were on.
Yeah.
I mean, they were on like 14 different networks. I'm really not sure, you know, is it really that many people? I mean, it's less than half the finale of Joe Millionaire, which was on one station. Wouldn't it have 45 million for that?
Yeah, and the Survivor season one finale, what, 52?
America, they knew.
Joe Millionaire, I just love that guy.
Best show.
What you see is what you get.
Shouldn't they have an update on Joe Millionaire?
Yeah. Really, where are they now? Evan Marriott?
Something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
Shouldn't Evan Marriott be a huge influencer?
Yes, he should have a huge
Instagram.
It was a total shock.
It was a little early. Mike Clark would have been 65 today.
Yeah.
So we have something at the end of the show to celebrate Mike. And it's funny, I was thinking about that again today when I realized it was his birthday before we started the podcast when we were talking to iHeart.
Happy birthday to him.
And
I don't care.
I really wanted the whole show. Like, we can pull the whole thing together, you know. And so I'm trying to, you know, figure out how to translate each side, you know, like here's what they want from you, and knowing that Mike is, you know, going to do what Mike wants to do, because he's just, you know, he wasn't 100%.
Oh man, that's what you love the most, being a middleman in a conversation.
Yeah, it's always fun to be in the middle. And so I asked Mike, is like, how long do you want to do this? And he goes, I don't know, 7, 8, 10 years.
Oh, like, yeah,
7, 8, 10 years. Yeah. Really? What? I mean, it was kind of sad because I knew there was no fucking way he was going to do it 8 or 10 years.
Yeah.
I just didn't see that happening. Although maybe, you know, under some, it's possible. Okay, so there was some reporting on the coronavirus from Detroit. I was very impressed with this. I found it in the Metro Times, a reporter who we could possibly hire, Tay Crispy.
We need Tay Crispy. We need this guy.
Anybody know Tay Crispy?
He's his Instagram page is Mr. Reporting Live. So this is a man on the streets.
Channel 4 picked up one of his stories, I guess.
Yeah, he's telling it how it is.
Okay, here he comes.
Yes, are we live? Yes, guys, we're reporting here live on the Church Northwest East Side, guys. Today is Sunday Fun Day, guys. It's the fucking lockdown still going on, guys, to the 30th. But Detroit residents, guys, has not practiced social distancing at all. I can't even walk up to a fucking bus. Show the traffic around there,
God.
Guys.
Oh, my God.
There's so much traffic. They're spinning cars. Come on.
He's annoying the shit out of the people around him, by the way.
By the way, he has a word crutch I've never heard someone have before, which is the word guys.
Oh, is it? Okay. He says fucking a lot, too.
Here, he's getting on a bus for those that can't see it.
It's free to report the live, guys, on your first Northwest East Side, guys. This is the quarantine, guys. Unsanitary residents in Detroit, guys. I might as well ride the bus.
The bus
this
driver.
Is fucking unsanitary. Live when
Detroit's bus driver's looking at him like, "We get on the bus, get off the fucking bus."
Yes, guys, we'll put it here live when he turns north.
There he is again.
Okay. Let's play the other one.
This guy rules.
What? Now, this is where people are really miffed with him, you can tell, because they're all bunched up, and they can hear him yapping.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to care that they do care.
But no one has a mask.
No. And why are they handing money to the two guys at the end? Are they selling drugs or something? What's going on there? Because when he rags on them, they show the big thing of money.
Is like, that in this
demo? Fuck you, socialism. Look at all the money.
That must be in this one here, right?
Yeah. Are we live? Yes, guys, we're putting here live, guys, on the Church Northwest East Side, guys. Right,
like he's
now,
talking to his correspondent.
Fucking scene of fucking.
Well, he does have
Wow, Mark, you're so right about that crutch.
Isn't it weird? It's pretty bad.
That dude's dying ASAP.
It's his signature, though.
Guys, all right,
are we live? Yes, guys, we're putting here live, guys, on the Church Northwest East Side, guys. Right now, I'm on a fucking scene of fucking Rio de Uncle G and Nook's fucking video shoot, guys. It's a lot of fucking money out here. It's a lot of ice. It's a lot of hood rat shit going on out here, guys. It's very unsanitary to be around each other. We are not practicing social distancing, guys. I'm trying to teach them, guys, to stay 6 feet apart.
The guy with the money
says,
has a mask.
It's unsanitary,
yeah.
Guys. What do you have to say?
Wow.
Shows him a stack of cash. Huge stack.
The finger to the camera.
Guys, we're live. The scat packs are still out here, guys. Stay the fuck in the fucking house, guys. We're live.
Why?
Rules.
Why do they have all that money? What is the money for?
It said they said that they were shooting a music video.
So people are standing in line handing them money. That's how a music video gets made? People just go in line to somebody and hand them cash?
Well, come on. You've seen music videos where people make it rain or people have fat stacks of cash.
And that's set up by having 100 people get in line and have them, hand them a little bit of cash at a time?
Well, what I just don't understand
Spears
is
are
why
buying a service
they need
of some
to
kind.
Shoot. I just don't know why they need to shoot it right now, like shoot this video.
Because the album's about to drop.
Wait,
drop the album without a video, Brandon.
Is this a serious conversation? No. They're not making a fuck. What are they doing? Is that a
drug? Wait, here's the song. I just found the song. Ready?
Ooh, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Ooh,
can we see more from this reporter? I mean, he's just fantastic.
Yeah, I think there's more. He's got a lot of posts, doesn't he?
Yeah, let's see what's. Oh, he's out in front of exclusive brands in Ann Arbor, right? Isn't that the pot?
Does anyone know Tay Crispy? If you could email Tay Crispy's phone
number. Oh, wow. Look at this guy. He's out in front of the pot shop in Ann Arbor on 420, so he knows to report on 420.
No, he's all over it. World
yes.
Sponsors?
Yes.
Okay.
Are
we live? Yes, guys, we're reporting here live, guys, on Ann Arbor, Southwest, North.
He acts
side,
like
guys.
He's listening to an
earpiece. Today is 420, guys.
What?
I just want to let all of you guys know to have a good sanitary, happy 420. I want you guys to smoke sanitary. Do not let anybody smoke after you. Anybody, you smoke your own fucking weed. I don't want anybody asking to hit my shit. You better have your own
Why
shit.
Why are you yelling
today.
At us?
It's 420. I'm tired of you asking motherfucking bagging bitches.
Whoa.
Listen, guys, we're live on the Church Northwest East Side. Fuck.
No,
we're
not.
In Ann Arbor, guys. But we're live. Okay? Fuck. Get it right.
What a terrible. Wow.
It's a signature. It's a signature.
You will all get Pulitzer Prizes, okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes.
Look at all the hooks he's got. He's clearly the young reporter like Geraldo was in the early days.
Oh,
he's in this
oh wow, that was
like
a fight. Wow, oh boy.
Oh, we can say fight?
Breaking news. Tay Crispy had a fight.
Oh my gosh. They started. Baby, back up. Oh, shit. Guys, this is exactly what the fuck I was talking about.
Now, wait a sec. He's not on camera. Is he just taking some other video?
These girls are beating the shit out of each other.
I think this is fake news.
As a community, he's just fucking standing there, guys. I'm not gonna touch these motherfuckers. These people might have the corona, and I am not fucking with it. And we're live on the Church Northwest East Side, guys. And this is what they had to say. I am about to get the fuck out of here, guys. Why?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's a little odd that he's not in the picture.
Yeah, fake news. Which I don't know. He doesn't need to do that. He's got so many.
No, he's got a great thing going.
Oh, wait. Look at. So, this is when he was on TV,
Instagram
Local 4.
Celebrity.
And it says he's a celebrity.
Instagram celebrity? How many followers does he have?
Why do you talk that way?
Isn't that what most people. Wow, 54,000.
What?
Oh, my God.
Really?
We're late to the game on this, dude.
Oh, my God.
Wait, he's got a Twitter, too?
Cut it out, Crispy.
This guy, oh, he's got his phone number on this page.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I hope that didn't go over Facebook. Boring. But, yeah. Wow, let's get that guy in the horn.
Okay.
Have him do some reporting for
Take
us.
Take Crispy, ladies and gentlemen.
That's very cool.
And,
starting to like this guy.
Okay, so there was a little... Talking about coronavirus. I will just hit a few more things here. Some of the states are starting to open up, which has... A lot of people are kind of wary about it, but South Carolina is opening up. Idaho on May 1st, Minnesota May 4th, Pennsylvania May 8th.
I heard Georgia was opening up a few things like bowling alleys, which my first thought was, wait a sec, didn't they just close? Wasn't that the
governor
who realized that you could be asymptomatic?
Georgia on the 24th. So they closed for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Tennessee on the 30th, Montana 424, North Dakota 5-1, and Tennessee 430. So I wonder how that will work out.
Wow.
Oh. Denmark's opening up too.
Cool. All right.
And but the problem with this is, you know, will people follow rules? Will they wear masks? I mean, if they do, I think it could work out fine.
Sure.
Get part of the economy going.
The other part is, can the hospitals handle it? Do they have the stuff they need in case there is a flare-up or an outbreak?
Yeah.
Isn't that really, you know, what was the first thing you hear with all of this is flattening the curve so the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. So isn't that really what it's about, making sure they're not overwhelmed?
Well, that's a big part of it. I mean, you don't want people dying, though.
No, right? Of course, yeah, because you don't want them to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, I don't really understand how you open up and you don't get a whole new rash of this. I really don't get it.
Yeah, well, it helps.
Although it is different when you have people in giant crowds at spring break and amusement parks and all these places.
I'm sure that's that for a while.
No, no.
In the summer, you tend to be more spread out, too, right, in the outside. And...
I suppose. So, yeah, that's
I don't know. If scientists are worried about it, shouldn't more people be worried about it? The polls show, two-thirds are worried that we're going to open up too quick.
Well, this is just a few states. I mean, I would assume these states are doing fairly well. Texas is also in there. I mean, I would assume that the states with the best chances of not spreading it would be opening up.
Also warmer states for the most part.
Yeah, although Vermont is...
sure, in Idaho, you mentioned. But a lot of
I don't know. How could Vermont be so...
We'll see.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for the best for these people, of course. Oh, you know, there's something else I wanted to mention about the protest. I still am getting responses about people who are either at the protest or pissed about the protest. And this is something that I think I mentioned it yesterday. Governor Whitmer, now I think it's three times, has referenced protesters blocking emergency vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who did the story? I meant to write it down because I really appreciated the story. I think it was the Free Press. They had a story about how they talked to hospital, ambulance, and police in Lansing, and they said no one was endangered because of the protest.
Yeah.
No one. So those pictures I saw, you know, one guy, I told you, he said, this is not real. This is not even the street to the hospital, blah, blah. You know, people were saying there were fake pictures being put out.
Yeah.
Did that really happen? I mean, were those pictures really fake?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, but isn't it weird? Why would someone put out a fake picture and say that they're blocking the hospital? I mean, this is so fucking dumb.
It's the internet. That's what happens. I'm just glad we're having this argument now as to whether or not. It's like one argument begets another argument. It's another argument. Does it really, in the end, matter all that much?
Well, yeah, I think that group was maligned badly. And, you know, if they didn't do everything people said they do, then I think it should be. It's just surprising to me how many stories like that are not really reported correctly from the beginning. Because, you know, here we have the governor out there saying they were blocking emergency vehicles, which makes them sound like a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how memes and how social media can really, really start a narrative.
It's the worst.
Yeah. And an actual, you know, here's the governor's picking up the narrative. And I think the narrative was picked up by the
mainstream media
as well. And so now somebody, I hope it was a Free Press writer. I should look it up. I want to give him credit. Actually did some reporting and found out that, no, this is not the case. Talked to everyone, the hospital, the police, so on. So there you go. Oh, we've got news from the ABNN.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got news from the ABNN. This is breaking. This is huge. We need the sounder.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
Yeah, the ABNN has not been busy at all, but now the ABNN is picking up action. As Lamar Jackson, first of all, said that he would be happy if we signed AB.
Well, yeah, you'd have someone to throw to. That'd be great.
But really, is that really someone you want on your team? And that's not the only news. The other news
he's
is...
He's really good.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. He's really good. But, okay, this is the other news. He knocked up his baby mama. So he's going to have his fourth child with the woman who inspired the No White Women 2020 and who he berated in front of the police. Can you bring up that post, Brandon? The Instagram where he throws a bag of dicks at her. This is a woman he threw a bag of dicks at publicly, and he's also bitching out the police, calling them the N-word. And by the way, I appreciate this whole business of the N-word, it's this really affectionate thing. Black. No, he is not being affectionate. He's calling police the N-word. Over and over and over. I don't understand. Why is that okay? I mean, when you put all these things together, him throwing a bag of dicks at the mother of his three children, him berating her, I mean, calling her all kinds of names in front of the children who are not the children.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
I feel like Halle Berry suddenly.
I love how concerned you are for the children. It's very nice of you.
I'm concerned about the children. Nobody's doing all that. And it's like, because it's AB, it's not a big deal. Because this, you know, it is low on the list of infractions, I suppose, with him. But if this was a lot of other people, they just be over. Just be like, no. This
fucking people
is-
can't do nothing. You fucking white fishbowl, get the fuck out of here, you bitch. Come on, Polo. The fuck out of here. Fucking police can't have that. You fucking bitch ass law. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pussies. Fucking bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my property, you pussies. Fuck out of here. I love you, Poppy. I love you. Go at them bitch ass police. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch ass little cop. Look at the little cop. You wish you could take me, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
That's not affectionate use of the N-word.
I'm glad they got over that the differences.
That doesn't even have the bag of dicks. That one. But, you know, he was calling her a whore and a gold digger. And, you know, it was all in front of his kids. And by the way, calling her a gold digger is hilarious because she has no child support arrangement with him.
Yeah.
She just basically took what he would give her. And when she would dare to drive off in one of his SUVs, he'd call the cops. He called the cops, I think they said, over a dozen times on her.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
They're getting along, though, now, right?
I guess so.
You're going to have another kid. That's nice.
I guess he's not sexually assaulting other women anymore.
Is he a winner with coronavirus because everybody forgot about him?
Yeah, he could be, kind of. I don't know. There's so many things. I just can't understand, honestly. He's such a fucking asshole. He's talking to women like they're absolute pieces of shit. And the way he talks to the police, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just think people go, you know, nope. But here's Lamar Jackson. Oh, yeah, I want him on my team.
He can catch a football. And he can get wide open. So, you know, all's forgiven.
Well, I don't think he is a plus for the NFL at this point.
No.
He's become a negative.
What's Lamar Jackson supposed to say? Of course he's going to
say. Just say, by the way, it's not up to me.
Do you think Lamar Jackson knows all these issues?
I have no idea.
Dude, I bet you he doesn't.
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't really heard much bitching about that Instagram video. And people laughed at it, made fun of it, and he threw a bag of dicks, which was like, wow, they make bags of dicks? Because it was a it was bag
good.
Of dicks.
It was good for the bags of dick industry.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then one important question that we have not answered, now that we got the ABNN satisfied there, was can COVID-19 spread through farts? And there are multiple posts on this. Doctors are quoted. Dr. Norman Swan from the Australian Broadcast Company said, luckily we wear a mask over our buttocks, which covers our farts at all times.
And then he mentions pants, underwear, dresses. Funny, I thought it was funny. He mentioned dresses referring to women farting.
Yeah, which they do. Or, yes, can it be spread by a queef?
Hey, farticles can come from anywhere.
Haven't we discussed this? Wasn't this one of the first things China said that, nope, if you have pants on, you're okay. I swear we've had this discussion. Brandon, do you remember talking about that?
Yeah, I thought we had a discussion about how somebody would have to put their nose really close to a bee
to the anus.
Well, this was a pretty lengthy conversation.
Because then you said, what if I can throw it like you used to throw your farts all the time?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, you could throw COVID-15, but wash your hands before you touch your face again.
Well, he went on to say, don't fart near other people and not with your buttocks bare.
Brandon.
And then he also warned of post-flush toilet plumes, which he referred to as aerosolized feces.
Yeah.
In other words, farticles or, these feces, farticles, well, they're farticles. They attach to the receptors in your nose.
Smell
that's
it.
When you smell a fart, you
got
are
it.
Getting fart receptors or fart farticles in your actual nose.
And I got news for you.
Smelly, but I love it.
It's landing on your toothbrush all the time.
I love it. Aerosolized feces? Is that a medical term?
Good, I think.
It does sound like a medical because it's feces.
And then he goes on to say fecal to oral transmission. And
ass to mouth.
Fecal to, ATM. She should
really
have said ATM. And then health officials in Oregon and New York have actually cautioned against oral contact with feces.
What?
Yes.
Are there a lot of people having oral contact?
I don't know. I was confused. I didn't know what that
besides
meant exactly.
Besides those two girls in that one cup video?
Dr. Aaron Glatt said
it's poop.
Studies show a significant percentage of C19 patients have GI issues. So he said that in a clothed person, flatulence would be an unlikely route of transmission. But it's funny how they use the words feces and buttocks. And
yeah.
I remember when I was a kid like my PE teacher once said, hit him in the buttocks. And people just be like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then looking up words in dictionary, seeing the word fart in a dictionary.
Oh my God,
was
we used to do it all the time.
What a blast. There's nothing more fun.
Charlotte got a calculator for her last birthday. And I don't know who showed this to her. It was not me, but she goes, look at what this says. And it was 8008 for boob. they think boobs and they, man, oh, those kids. They think farts.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
They love farts and poop.
Yeah, how can you not?
I guess there's a gene in them.
So,
Patty P said you went to a weird high school. I agree.
Swimming nude was weird, but I think it was pretty normal. That was in grade school.
You had friends that beat off a guy in a shower.
He was a special ed student.
That makes it worse.
It's very hung.
Well, that
huge.
Doesn't that go without saying?
Huge. I thought so. That was not a normal, everyday thing at New Trier. Paula just, I think he just discovered.
By the way,
all good.
You ruined The Last Dance now. Because anytime I see it, I just think of how hung Scottie Pippen is. And what a pin Jordan must be. Because of the whole Madonna thing. Like, really? Do I need to know that Scottie Pippen's hung like a horse?
I know. It is something. You know that they want it out there, even though they'll act like, oh, God, that's terrible. I can't believe it.
By the way, I heard the first two episodes are the worst two episodes, so it's supposed to get even better on Sunday. It did really well, too, in the ratings.
Did it?
I think it was their highest-rated documentary ever.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it yesterday, but there was a Canadian guy who killed 19 people. Is that the biggest mass murder in Canada?
Yeah, that's what the paper said.
This guy is really fucking weird, too. Mm-hmm. He was obsessed with Mounties. He was constantly picking up, Mountie uniform parts or
decommissioned
Mountie cop pants.
Yeah, and decommissioned cop cars.
Decommissioned cop cars. And he had a decommissioned cop car and, of course, some weapons. And he just decided. Now, he runs a dental clinic.
Yeah.
And he was forced to shut down his dental clinic. They also said he was a millionaire. He's very wealthy and that he was an alcoholic. I don't know what the alcoholic business has to do with shooting people. Most alcoholics don't run around killing massive amounts of people. But he was driving his decommissioned cop car, which I guess the lights worked. He would pull people over, simply walk up to the door and shoot them and kill them.
God.
So I don't know how many people he pulled over. It sounds like he pulled over 12 or 13 people, and that's how they were murdered. And I don't know if
his total deaths are up to 19. Yeah.
I mean, that is so fucked up. I mean, not that it's any less fucked up than just going, you know, inside Columbine, but
yeah.
God, that's just weird. And
what did you say it was up to, Mark? Because I'm seeing 23.
Oh, 23 now? Wow.
Whoa. And
the first two victims were his ex-wife and the new boyfriend, of course. So.
Oh, and then he started pulling over other people that he was mad at, or just pull over? It sounded like random people.
So do you think it started because he wanted to, he was jealous and a loser and wanted to kill those two and then figured, oh, fuck, I
might as well go out with a bang.
What an asshole.
Trudeau had some big response about banning more guns, I think. Didn't he say something to that effect? I think so.
Was he in blackface?
No, he was not.
Did he do that in front of a bunch of little kids?
So stupid.
By the way, the guy abandoned his fake cop car after he crashed it and then had to steal another car, so he carjacked someone. That's actually what helped that helped catch him, because then he wasn't in this unmarked old cop car.
What a dick.
There's a guy who was approached by him a few months ago, and he asked me if he would sell his own decommissioned cop car. I guess he was collecting a bunch of them. And the guy just said, he's one of those freaky guys really into police memorabilia. So, I don't know. Did you see the picture of him, too?
Oh, no, I didn't see his picture. Is he hot?
Is that Gabriel Wartman?
Yeah, good-looking dude. Looks a little crazy there. But.
Oh, I think she's hot.
He doesn't tell.
You like what you see, huh?
Yep. He's very, his appearance is pretty pristine.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time on it.
Yeah, well, still lost the chick.
We should look into the Val Kilmer story on Good Morning America. They really ballyhooed this thing, and I know exactly what they were doing. And, you know, for all their wonderment and all the fabulous things they talk about and all the people they want to help, there was only one reason they were promoting that Val Kilmer interview, because he's talking and it's really hard to understand him, and it's shocking, as, you know, we saw that cameo.
Hell yeah.
It's really strange, because they only ran a couple clips from the actual interview. The rest of it was all bullshit clips from the past, and, you know, it just makes you feel bad. You know, God bless him. Well, I hope he is able to.
He says he's healthy.
Better. Yeah, he says he feels pretty good.
Look, he didn't have to do the interview.
No, he didn't.
So my bit.
But hold that thought for a second, because we just want to announce again that all Zot dealerships, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota can once again help you buy a new or pre-loved vehicle. DealsInTheD.com. Don't forget that. Working within the governor's orders, all showrooms must remain closed, but our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com will be taking care of listeners over the phone and online. And the best part is, once you pick up your new wheels, Zot will deliver it right to your home or essential business. This is done with a focus on keeping everybody safe. Plus, as they've mentioned before, all four Zot dealership parts, service, and body shops are open, offering full valet pickup and delivery service. In a time that not all dealerships are open, take advantage of Zot's sales and service department, as well as free and safe pickup and delivery from our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
Do we have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
You know, there's a number for Tan Mom.
Oh, Tan Mom?
And now I know where she lives. I just don't know if the number works. But, you know, did you know she had her quarantined benefit concert?
No, I definitely want to hear about concert.
Yeah, on Friday, she was trying to raise money for both the brand new tanning bed, which we talked about, and the coronavirus. But
wait, her tanning bed is a part of a benefit concert?
Yeah, she needs a new tanning bed. And then, I was going to give the rest to charity to make it not seem so bad.
I see. Do they have some big bands there?
No, it's just her and that Adam Barta, who did Too Damn Big with
she was doing her stupid songs,
yeah, with Jonah Falcon.
Okay, hold on to that.
Okay,
anybody else for the All Financial Hotline?
Do we want to try calling the Chris Cuomo guy back? Remember the one who kept hanging up on us?
Absolutely. Is there any chance? Did he say he wasn't talking to people, or did we not know that?
Which
I have a whole lot to say about Chris Cuomo today.
Oh, okay.
I mean, is that guy, because I thought there was somebody we were trying to reach who said they weren't giving interviews.
Oh, no, it's
that
not.
That guy, was it?
No. Okay. That was the guy.
It was Pink Floyd, right?
The Floyd guy?
No, it was the guy that was looking for a wife.
Oh, that. Yeah, that guy.
He wanted $25,000 to anyone to help him. Actually, a girlfriend. He didn't want to get married. He wants a girlfriend.
If you're paying anywhere near 4% on your mortgage, you should be looking to refi and save money every month, every year, for many years. Most of you, for many years, because very rarely are you at the end of a mortgage. Hall Financial would love to look at your options and see what they can do about refinancing now and saving you some money. And they mean it. And we get so many great compliments on what they are able to do, and they are able to help people. And you know what? Smart people do refinance. They do it all the time. I mean, it's not like this is something new. People find, you know, when interest rates go down, oh, we can redo this. You know, and you always think about mortgage is such a fucking hassle. And it is a hassle. But these guys do it quickly, and they're very efficient, and they always get compliments. I just got another email today where guys spent about two paragraphs talking about Hall Financial. So give them a try. Click the link on our website. You can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike, or you can call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. They average 19 days, industry 44, and they do a lot of them in 10 or less. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Hall Financial, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 146-74. 3-5. All right, I'm going to load my coffee.
Which, okay.
Brandon, converse for, for just a moment.
Sure, sure. I was just sending Zeus a text here.
What's up with Zeus?
I don't know. He made 7 burritos this morning.
Zeus ate 7 burritos?
No, he made 7 burritos. He meal plans for the week, so he made 7 burritos. To which I say, Zeus, well, day 7, don't those burritos kind of get gross or no? This is going to be funny when Zeus turns on because...
No.
No, it's not?
No, they're delicious.
It's really funny. Zeus on Zoom is always dropping stuff. He sounds like the man falling down the stairs drop all the time. And today, when we were connecting for the Soul of Detroit, you were just making quite the racket. To which you said you were meal planning for the whole week.
Yep, I had to cook, so, and then ironing and all that stuff in between. Loud things.
Why are you ironing? You don't wear pants. Did you get my text, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
I sent you a text. Okay.
Zeus.
Brandon, did you read, you sent the article. Well, first off, breaking news, you see Gronk got traded? Rob Gronkowski's rights were traded?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So Gronk came out yesterday, it was either yesterday or this morning, and said, hey, I'm not fully retired. I might come back if I feel like I want to come back. And so the Patriots traded his rights. Do you see where he got traded to?
Let me guess, Tampa Bay? I don't know.
You got it. To Tampa Bay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Who has O.J. Howard? So that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I want to say they gave up a 4th-round pick. So they must have a pretty damn good idea that Gronk returns, because why else would you trade for a guy if you're uncertain he's going to play? I mean, they're uncertain the season's even going to happen, but
if they give him, yeah, if they give a 4th-round pickup, they got to expect him to at least show up and make an attempt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And if he's healthy, maybe he wants to, you know, come back. Meanwhile, Tom Brady got in trouble down in Tampa because he was in a park that was closed practicing, I guess. And so a Tampa rec worker went out there, which you would think, couldn't Tom Brady find a place to practice other than a public park?
A terrible example that he's setting for the children of America, the youth that look up to him. He's the best and biggest name in football. He's a fantastic quarterback, and here he is breaking quarantine laws.
I know. He's going senile in his old age.
I think the mayor of the NFL should demand his resignation.
I was going to ask you, because you sent that really long article about Gen Z and the problem they're going through with coronavirus. Did you read that thing at all?
I read parts of it. I mainly sent it along for Drew to read because I like it when he reads the long stories and then tells me what's in them. He's a better storyteller than I am.
He's your TLDR?
Basically, this is, you know, it's along the lines of what the millennial argument used to be, where, you know, millennials had it bad coming out of high school and college because they ran into the recession. Well, now these Gen Z kids, they were born into a post 9/11 world, going through the recession when they were children. And now as they go and make life their own, they're running into the coronavirus and the economic collapse that is inevitable to come.
But the headline is bullshit, because it says that it's putting Gen Z and young millennial lives on hold. It's putting all our lives on hold. Why do they get such special attention?
Oh, are you talking about
Did you read the whole thing?
I did.
Hey, there
That's
you go, Brandon.
Long, long article. Oh, my God.
Brandon says he sends long articles. Sue, you read them and explain them to him so he doesn't have to read them. Here's Cliff Notes.
In a way.
Well,
I can't speed read like you. Nobody can speed read like you can speed read. You can do the, like, that's insane.
Well, I took a speed reading class in high school, actually.
At that weird high school?
Yeah, at that weird high school. And actually, there was something weird in that class.
Of course there was.
Mr. Mulner was really tempestuous guy. He coached soccer, too. He coached me in soccer and used to yell at me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he used to sweat profusely because it was in summer school when I take driver's ed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Somebody said, hey, you should take another course, too, since you're going to be over there. And it's like, oh, no. Anyway, you were there forever because two classes in summer, they'd be 2 hours long or 3 hours long. And so you just there all day. It was like, oh, my God, is this misery. Why do I have a late birthday? So anyway, Mr. Mulner would sweat profusely, and he'd open the windows. It was humid. I don't think they had air conditioning or something. So anyway, the sweat would pool in this area under his Adam's apple, and he would take his hand across there and wing the sweat. I swear to God. I swear to God. And he lived very close to school, and people used to egg his house.
I wonder if he's sweaty all the time. He's about to be egged.
I remember somebody saying, like, what are you going to do tonight? Oh, let's egg Mulner's house.
Mulner. this article, I found it very annoying to hear these Gen Zers whine about it, especially the one girl who, what is she, 20 right off the bat, the very first part of the story where she's like, I'm scared I might end up unemployed and living in my parents' basement, which is where I'm calling you from right now.
What now? Is that really scary? Living in your parents' basement? What if your parents didn't let you live in their basement? What if your parents didn't have a basement?
She has plenty of time to make money.
By the way, isn't she the one that's in the middle of college?
I think so.
So her college is being interrupted.
But their lives are just beginning, and they're hit with a sudden stop.
Oh, I know. I love the part where they say they've been through two economic crises. The first one when they were 9 or something. Now, I got to tell you, when I was 9 or 8 years old, I did not give a fuck about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't really, unless it impacted me in some. I mean, how often is a 9-year-old impacted by the economy? I mean, most parents don't even want you to know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
If they're struggling, they'd rather you just thought everything was fine. Most parents, I think, are like that. So some of these people have PTSD from the 2008 economic thing.
Millennials and Gen Z have grown up in a country where there's no hope, and it's incredibly difficult to do better than your parents. We're a generation of people who are not even conscious before 9/11, yet we've seen endless wars, and we've grown up in the middle of financial crisis.
Well, who hasn't seen wars? I grew up, Vietnam was going on. I didn't go to war. I didn't have to fight in it. If you're complaining about being in wars and you weren't in the war, I think you're an asshole.
But they've seen it.
You're in Vietnam!
They've seen it.
And the other thing is, when I was reading that part of the story where they were saying a lot of PTSD from, being involved in two economic crises. And by the way, the second one has only begun. It hasn't even hardly got off the ground. PTSD is becoming so overused. I'm so tired of hearing someone has PTSD because of blank. Oh, my boyfriend broke up with me. I've got PTSD.
Well, it really is. It's ruining it for people that have legitimate PTSD. Same with anxiety. Because, there are some people that do have really bad anxiety, but it seems like everyone has anxiety now.
Well, there is this idea that occasionally people have anxiety because things happen that make you anxious.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's called life.
There isn't this perfect soft landing that I think most people think they're supposed to have.
It's because you haven't lived through two economic crises.
I did live through them.
Oh, but you were at the beginning of your life. Listen to this. To your question.
Shut
about
up, Gen Z.
Why would a 9-year-old know? This girl, she was 12 during the financial crisis, which derailed her parents' dreams. I saw them take any and every job they could do. Well, that should be a good lesson then, right? They took every job they could do to keep us from going bankrupt. Her parents tried to hide those circumstances from their children, but she and her siblings knew kids are intuitive. We know when something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure they had no Christmas. Christ. They didn't get any gifts. I mean, come on. This is, if we're going to have a quarantine and if we're going to, be locked down during this crisis, it's kind of the best time ever in history. We have streaming services. We have meals that come to our door. Come on.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse.
Oh, I know. Could you imagine just sit around and talk to the people in your house? Ugh.
I have to admit, there's something that annoys me is when people are upset, like the going back to the protesters in Lansing, or there have been other protests too. And people say, oh, what torture. They have to sit at home getting carry out food or getting, you know, and it's like, no, that's not what
that's
they're
not the point.
They're
yeah.
not complaining. It was, I can't believe I have to sit at home. They're mad because they want to work and they want to do things. It's not, they just simplify everything. And you know what? That tends to be the way things, stories like that, get told in very simplified versions.
Well, yeah, anecdotally.
So, on that topic, this is kind of funny. 33 protest signs that are 100% real on BuzzFeed today. Give me liberty or give me COVID-19.
I saw, yeah.
This was actually a hot female holding the sign. My body, my choice. Trump 2020.
Oh, I get it, yeah. COVID- so, it's she's a, she should be able to get COVID-19
yes.
and do stuff.
COVID-19 or COVID-1984?
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
That's pretty
hey,
good.
Hey, that's pretty
I
creative.
Like that.
That's a good one.
Freedom over safety.
I've heard that motto before.
Then there's this other one. This was a guy, and he's like screaming as he's holding this sign. We demand haircuts.
What?
Don't believe Bill Gates of hell.
Huh?
Land of the obedient, home of the enslaved. And then there's a lot of vaccine signs.
Yeah.
Vaccine mandates violate bodily autonomy.
Oy, oy.
And then one has had checks next to three things. I will never consent to. And then testing check, tracking check, vaccines check.
Do these people not understand? Do they? I mean, as an honest question, do they not understand it's not necessarily about them, but the spread of it to other people? I mean, that's a serious question.
No,
they,
probably
they have
not.
To understand.
I
that,
don't
right?
know. I don't. Who knows? I'm stunned. This is another thing. Vaccines, really? This is something where we actually debate.
Well, yeah.
Who's right and who's wrong?
No,
really?
No one likes science anymore.
Well, you know, those people claim that you know what's the who's the tennis player Novotna? Think she's going to be autistic if
Novak
he gets the COVID-19. Legalize the Constitution. Legalize hugs.
What? Oh, because you can't touch anyone.
Quarantines are for sick people. If ballots don't free us, bullets will.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I'll take dangerous freedom over peaceful tyranny.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's right.
You know,
the idea that this pandemic comes out and all these governors go, this is the perfect time for me to become a tyrant.
Well,
we'll have complete tyranny. I will control everything.
There was a guy who posted on his, I don't even know where he was. I don't think it was in Michigan, but how this was a political motivated, created virus. It's not real, but guess what happened to him? He died from COVID-19. He just chose not to believe it.
And one of those religious guys died too. One of the guys having the big packed services died.
Yeah. You know who we need at this time is the it's not all about you, sweetheart guy. Why isn't he out there?
Oh, yeah. He's a great protester.
Wouldn't that be great if he was just at every protest?
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
And he turns to someone.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
It's someone else.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Just points to everybody.
He was awesome. That reminds me. Do we have the latest? Did Kenneth Copeland have a new? Because I was listening to something upstairs, and I thought it was new Kenneth Copeland. Was it from you, Brandon, from your prep?
I know that Kenneth Copeland shows up in the boner line today, but I didn't. I don't know if I saw a brand new one. I can take a look.
Well, he must have.
Let's stitch out of Facebook Live, by the way.
See ya.
We've been
Facebook
here for
Live.
How far on are we? Now?
Everybody, get out of Drew's watch party.
Yeah, watch party is disbanded.
What's the?
I don't care
where you
go. What? You know what?
I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here. And then what's the saying?
How far in are we, buddy?
You don't have to go home, but you have an hour.
Okay.
So the big thing today was the Kenneth Copeland interview that Lisa Guerrero did with him.
Oh yeah.
for some reason, that's gone viral again all over today.
What? Really? Because
yeah, it was on the front page of Reddit. It was being shared all through Facebook and Twitter. I'm not sure why, but I just want to thank Lisa for putting that together because it was a great piece.
Mm-hmm. Father bless Lisa today. Thank you for her grandparents. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to know her and to her team. And I pray and I believe her peace will be successful.
You know, Kevin Copeland, I just did it, Brandon, called him Kevin. Kenneth Copeland, right. Kenny Coe. Copeland. He looks so weird. And for me, it makes it even better, doesn't it? He's just a weird,
bizarre looking.
I just remember this. I don't know if you watched John Oliver last week tonight, but
I haven't watched it yet. I will.
Played some of the Kenneth Copeland, and he pulled something from Kenneth Copeland's website that blew my mind that it actually existed. I'll cue it up while you talk about it.
Oh, okay. This is a good time to mention. Let's see. Who should I mention? I should mention Adam. If you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Unfortunately, in these times, more people are probably going to end up splitting as you find out that more time makes things worse, not better. Some the other way, hopefully. But if you're going to get divorced and you're concerned about losing your house or your kids, Adam is the place for you, guys. Adam's offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers.
Are you Tay Crispy, guys?
Guys.
Hey, guys.
They're offering 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line. Apparently, those things fall through. Those marriages can fall through, too. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM.
All right. Here's Oliver talking about Copeland.
Okay. Wait. Let me just mention Luke Nowacki. 248-663-4748. Many, many reasons to call Luke now. I mean, the usual ones. You want to start a 529 for your child that's going to college, or you want to figure out some kind of financial strategy so you don't outlive your money. But, you know, also a lot of people are making investment changes in their 401k or the advice so they can make changes because we're going through a very strange thing. And, you know, you want to be prepared for this from an economic standpoint, too. Maybe you're looking for more liquidity. How do I get more cash coming into my hands in a difficult time? Call Luke Nowacki, and he'll set his team on the job. 248-663-4748. You can also email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names, product services referenced here, are independent of Reliance Associates, Inc.
Four weeniest hype men of all time. Spitting all over the place is not going to cure anything unless your plan is to give the coronavirus, in which case, best of luck to you. Although I do understand why Copeland is so determined to end this pandemic. If I only had a few weeks until my tragically obvious hair dye started to fade, I'd be anxious that my colorist be allowed to leave their home too, especially if I'd already claimed on my actual website that my unnaturally dark hair at the age of 82 was simply the result of standing in the mirror and saying, glory to God, hair grow dark brown, thick B in the name of Jesus, bald spots, no. My point is, there's a lot at stake here for Kenneth Copeland. But the televangelist world is just...
Isn't that crazy? Do people believe that he asked God to not have a bald spot and dark hair and it worked?
Oh, that's great. Good for him. Can we, do we have any audio of him? I swear I thought he had
I thought he had
something new today.
Well, you figured he did something over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, he's, That thing where those guys are repeating everything he says. Oh, my God, am I embarrassed for them.
Well, I'm more
COVID-19.
I'm more mad at them than I am at Kenneth Copeland himself.
I assume they must profit from the
from
the operation.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
And the amount of money this guy has. Oh, my God. If there's ever been a time where we've looked at these televangelists or these, you know, these big money evangelists and realized what snake oil salespeople they are. Mm. It's now every one of them that I've seen, they just are embarrassing. Jim Baker, I can't even believe he's back at it.
Is he broke now?
No.
Well, he said he was
selling
be broke.
Survival shit. He was lying about that stuff that would kill COVID-19, and he had to stop making those guarantees. They actually went after him. for that. And but I don't think you got fined or anything.
Okay, this might. Oh no, it's 3 seconds. Never mind. I don't. Well, let's see what this is. It's only 3 seconds.
Got a hold of me. All the symptoms. Who got a hold of me? All the symptoms.
You get the tithe in that church. You get that offering in that church.
Yeah, I don't see really anything new. Maybe he didn't have services over the weekend.
I don't know where I ran into this thing. Maybe it was old.
Oh my God! It's all him just blowing on everything.
Hey, let's call the
because we
in
have
the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God. I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get out. We break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
He does on his YouTube have new stuff from over the weekend, but I don't know. I'm not going to sit and watch 44 minutes of this turd.
He's yelling at a virus.
Yeah, well.
And also, it looks like, doesn't it look like WWE wrestling?
Well, yeah.
I mean, really, doesn't it? With the fake guy who agrees with everything he says?
If it's not entertaining, no one's going to watch it.
You play just a tiny bit of his service.
Sure, from over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm kind of pumped to see what he.
All right. Do you want? You can choose from three. Do you want healing as part of your covenant? Do you want covenant faith as powerful faith, or do you want God's covenant with you is his offer of friendship, which they all sound very nice.
Hallelujah.
I'll just go with the first.
If you're not talking about COVID-19, I'm not as interested. But
this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and I'm Kenneth Copeland.
He's got a college, too.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, it does.
Woo, glory to God. We're talking about covenant faith. Powerful inner strength. The book of Hebrews, because a strong consolation.
I'm going to jump forward to where I'm sure he's just rambling to keep going.
Just check this one out real quick.
Okay. Oh, it's his Bible college. Now remember,
this is his promo.
He's got a lot of money.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Who will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down
what
in
what
a little
bullshit
pier,
cost.
And you're
going
to say, we're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I haven't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.
It is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. They hung him.
What's you know what the tuition costs?
And impaled him.
I wonder what tuition is.
Now it's complete.
I wonder if they're giving full refunds.
Now the type
is
complete.
It's probably still in session.
God, enough of this turd. Did you want to see Val?
Yeah, hold off on Val for a minute because
he's been waiting forever. He's sitting there.
I know. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below the waist grooming and hygiene. You're probably spending more time than ever with your significant other right now. And let me tell you, if you don't keep clean down there, your partner may notice. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials Kit. Comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine.
It's a great trimmer, man. I'm telling you, it's got a light on it.
And that lovely...
Very underrated, the light.
That lovely cologne is a wonderful smell.
Ball deodorant.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DREW at manscaped.com. Yes, 20% off and free shipping with the code DREW at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code Drew. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but hopefully you're loading up on Manscaped products.
Yep, and they bring us a boner line today, too.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, do you want to roll the boner line now?
Yeah, I guess we should because Manscaped is the sponsor. There'd be no boner line if it wasn't for Manscaped.
I just want to say again, thanks for all your services, Trudy, Drew, Mike, Mark, Brandon, Maz, Zeus, Jay, Trinity.
Who's that broad?
Brendan.
Who's that dude?
I just heard the 3-minute Rick interview or whatever it was. He said somebody contacted him about a celebrity boxing match. The word celebrity. Weighing in at 220 pounds, 5'3" from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, known for de-pantsing someone at Ford Field 15 years ago. It's Rick.
You're going down, dude.
Oh, he's going to want to fight this guy.
A celebrity? Where? In what world? Maybe they just need a tomato can for Danny Bonaducci to fight before the main event or something. I don't know.
You want
to
go?
Hi, this is related to the one fresh towel per shower use topic.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to steer the direction of the show like Brandon's mom.
Hi, Mommy.
But my wife is completely disgusted at the fact that I do not use a wash rag in the shower. She feels as if there's no other way to get clean.
What? The smell of ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
How wasted was Mike Jackson at the water balloon fight? Jesus, listen to him.
I've never lost a water balloon fight. I'm the Michael Jordan of water balloon
fight. Sounds pretty happy.
Hey, how far into the boner line are we?
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Drew, I remember years ago, you used to always claim that Robert De Niro's worst movie was Bang the Drum Slowly. So I watched it, and of course you were right. However, I think he now has a new one, The Comedian. I swear to God, it's the worst movie I've ever watched
in my
life.
I
would rather pack my rectum full of M80s and squat over a flaming hibachi than see this movie.
Audio separated at birth, Kenneth Copeland blowing away coronavirus, and Axl Rose's microphone when he smashes it off the stage.
Well, thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.
Oh, I just took a primo dump with my meal from Mesa and used the free TP.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I know I'm a couple of days behind, but Drew talked about how the Nick Lachey song should be a career ender. Should be that he's finished. Well, how the fuck is he going to be finished if you keep playing the fucking thing?
We both know that we shouldn't be here. This feels wrong.
Please stop playing that fucking Nick Lachey song.
What?
I'm gonna lose my mind if I hear it one
How
more
can you
time.
Not appreciate
Baby, it's killing me, it's killing you. They're telling us we gotta stay home.
I'm trying to get a hold of the CEO of the Red Shovel Network, either that or Buzz, Drew's boss.
This is Buzz.
And let them know that if they continue to play that Nick Lachey song, I think I'm going to have to listen to the Tiger King podcast, because that might be more entertaining.
Got somewhere else to be, other friends to see.
Drew, enough with the love for Nick Lachey. The dude is washed up. Quit playing his song, damn it.
But if we go outside now, we might spread the disease.
I want to hear that Nick Lachey song again. As much as Brandon wants to call Andy and talk to him about buttholes.
Because singing safe is what it's all about. Yeah.
Okay. I just had to put the show on hold because you guys played that song. What the fuck are you doing, Brandon? Drew? And then Drew even hums it afterwards. Like, really? Come on.
It's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. But in the end, it's worth it. Together we will get through.
Anyway, I don't know. Happy Corona. Fuck. See ya.
Wow.
That's it.
Those people are mad.
I'm fascinated.
It's all about you, sweetheart.
I'm fascinated with the horrific. I mean, it's so bad. He's not getting a lot of hate over it, is he?
Well, I mean,
shouldn't people be saying that is the most ridiculous song possibly ever?
Aside from the boner line.
How many views did we discuss this? I think we did.
He's
got a million views.
I'll check.
I mean, the idea that he would even make money off it is.
Believe it or not, I haven't been to Nick Lachey's Instagram in a while. He's got oh my God, he has 804,000 followers. He's got new videos, too, if you want to watch it.
It's the hardest thing you have to doo-doo. Oh
my God, he puts out such bullshit every day. I can't even
I've seen it. You before. Oh, you're the asshole on TV.
He's on the...
Wait, what is this one? I just want... This one looks so dumb. I got to do it. Hang on.
What's the Love is Blind on Netflix? He and his wife are the hosts and is so disembodied from the rest of it. It's just like, Nick Lachey, that's a big name. Let's get him to host. I can't imagine what he charged for that. It's just so stupid. Nothing. He's so fake. I mean, it's like that song. That song is so fake. He's singing
There's kids
it like
out there that love this stuff.
Like it's a love song. It's a love song to washing your hands.
We both know that we shouldn't be.
342,000 views.
Can you read some comments?
Yeah, no, people still love it.
Comments?
Well, remember that one that near the top is, the video was awesome until I seen fake news CNN on your TV. So creative. I swear you're one of the most underrated male vocalists.
Oh,
let me just zoom
away. I wish I could call that person.
Your voice is amazing. Thanks for doing this.
Nick,
turn off CNN. Turn on Fox News. Actual comment. Why am I about to cry as a 33-year-old with my husband sitting next to me?
Oh, jeez.
Because you're wet.
Oh, my God.
You'll never get Nick Lachey. Are you intrigued?
How could his fans think that's a good song? I mean, even his fans, I don't understand. They should be laughing at him.
What? Nobody told me 98 Degrees got together and covered Lean on Me for Bill Withers' death.
Oh, that's so cool.
When you're not strong.
Oh, the Korda guitar player?
Yeah, it's his brother. What's his brother's name? Drew?
Drew
Lachey.
Yeah.
And then the two other people in the band that no one knows.
It won't be
a rock and roll.
How many views? How many dopes looked at this?
70,000. This was just one day ago.
Oh, nice try.
Wait, one day ago? Bill Withers has been dead for like 2 weeks. Slow
down. Way to be on it, Nick.
Slow down, 98 Degrees.
We all need somebody to lead.
I mean, wouldn't you rather hear Bill Withers' version?
This is amazing how you guys were able to harmonize so beautifully, all from different locations. Thank you for doing this.
I can't live on a planet with people that think this way.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
More comments?
Thanks for taking me to my happy place.
Oh, fuck you.
Voices of angels.
Jesus Christ.
Beautiful. A lot of heart emojis. Forever my favorite. Love you guys. Hey, you know, it's funny, too, because it's a cover song.
No, they probably don't know that.
So here's a video from, I have no idea what this is. It's just from 5 days ago.
Hey, what's up? I'm Nick Lachey, and I'm a huge supporter of March of Dimes. Now, this year, with so many people grappling with the COVID-19 virus.
And as you can tell,
they're paying him to be a spokesperson. It's got to be a paid post, right?
Providing crucial information.
Doesn't say it is.
I bet you.
My son Phoenix was born.
As you can tell from the massive echo that I live in a very large house with large rooms.
Right now,
my son Phoenix.
That's his kid's name. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, good old Phoenix Lachey. Well, I hope the kid isn't in any trouble or anything. Or has... I don't know what the March of Dimes does, but I hope whatever that affliction is.
It is National Beer Day. I am rocking his favorite shirt with his favorite beer.
Vanessa Manillo.
Hey, Mark.
It's what day?
National Beer Day.
Go.
Drunk that beer. She's just drinking a beer. Wow. Boy, wow. We're all dumber for having seen any of this or listened to any of this.
Can we call the Chris Cuomo guy, the guy that pointed out that Cuomo was...
Sure.
Was not social distancing when he had COVID-19 because he put out a fake video yesterday, which CNN ran like it was, oh my God, here he is, Chris Cuomo, emerging from the basement. He was outside in his yard getting in a fight with a bike rider a week ago. He is a fucking hothead, isn't he?
Oh, I got another great story about
him. I got
a
few stories about him.
Did you have the one about him playing basketball?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great story.
That's so
hilarious.
Funny.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Wait, isn't this the number of the dude that wouldn't pick up the pick up but keep hanging up on him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's him.
Oh, this is the guy that was hanging up? The guy that was getting angry?
Yeah.
Oh. Why is he so mad?
I don't know, but we told him we'd call him back.
I'm
going to be able to take your call at the present time. If you
Superman.
Try the other one.
Wait, don't hang up.
Yeah, that was why he wanted to quit CNN, because he wanted to get in fights with people like this. That's what he said.
Well, I really hate hearing people talk about how bad it is to be famous because you can't wail on a bicycle. Cyclist.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Song. Hello? This song always makes me want to hear the parody song.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
This mailbox is not currently accepting messages.
That's definitely him, that second one.
Hmm.
Do you have the basketball story?
Well, yeah, I was going to mention, though, that I looked at the... I was reading about this bicycle guy. You know, he's just wheeling by his house, and he sees Chris Cuomo in the yard with his family. He's like, this guy's COVID-19. He was like on his deathbed, hallucinating at night, you know, and all. Remember all that?
Yeah. I from the thought, thought he was overdoing it.
Oh, if the whole thing was so overblown. It was like, I think he was psyched that he had it. I'm not even sure he had it, to be honest. He seems like he enjoyed the attention so much.
Yeah. Well, because he was just jealous of his brother getting all the attention for fighting COVID.
I'm sure he was.
He's like, hey, if you Google coronavirus and Cuomo, you get my brother, not me.
He never had it. So the guy yells up, you know, something about, I thought you were supposed to be quarantined. And Cuomo just loses it and just gets all in this guy's face, wants to beat the fuck out of him. Anyway, when I was looking at another story about Cuomo today, I was like, oh, the Fredo story. So I went back and looked at the video for that. He is so fucking mad at that guy. I mean, it's like he will not give it up. He wants to punch that guy, and he's begging him to punch Chris Cuomo so he can beat the shit out of him and throw him down the stairs.
Yep.
I mean, it's absolutely insane how pissed he got. And now, you know what I hate most about that story is there's all these stories around that video or contain that video where they go out and ask people, is that an ethnic slur? And of course, all the people go, well, yeah, I think it is. I'm Italian. I'd be really upset because I think he's saying he's in the mob.
Wait, you're not Italian. So why do you have, an opinion on it?
Fredo, to me, means you're the lame brother.
Yeah.
That's what I take. Not that you're in the mob.
Yeah.
That really pissed him off.
It seemed like, and he says it's like the N-word.
Yeah. Not even close. It doesn't have nearly the,
give me a break.
The historical problems that the N-word does.
So so anyway, while I'm diving into this stuff, I also get into this. It started with, there was a conversation about Chris Cuomo. How did he get into Yale? Because apparently he wasn't much of a student.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also attached it was about a 9-minute rant by Tucker Carlson.
Okay.
About Ivy League schools. And he happened to reference that. Can you believe Chris Cuomo got into Yale? And I don't know. I'm not sure why he said that, but he mentioned that he got into Yale because, you know, his dad went there, I guess. And
his dad was a very powerful governor.
Yeah. And De Blasio's kid got in there. De Blasio's kid apparently was a terrible student also. Mm-hmm. And he went through this long list of fuck off kids of Democrats. Of course.
What about Kushner?
Kushner went to Harvard.
I'm just fucking around.
But he was, wasn't he a half-ass student?
I think legacies are very important to the Ivy League.
Well, legacies are, apparently there's a lot of legacies in the Ivy League, too.
Yeah.
And in spite of getting government money, they will not release any admissions information. Very interesting.
They get government money?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what Tucker said.
I thought they were all private. Oh, well, actually, did you see the story about Harvard getting $8 million for the, is it the PPP, the bill, the CARES Act? For the economy?
No.
Yeah,
really?
They got $8 million. Yeah. Now, there is a provision in there for higher education to help the students out, you know, that work for the university. So Harvard got in there like, no, we're going to give these.
$12 million.
We're going to give these to the students. But everyone's like, you guys have the largest endowment of any university in this country, and you're asking the federal government for a paltry $8 million?
And not only that. What they charge these students to go there. I mean, if you aren't absolutely fucking loaded to think you pay all that money to go to that school that has that giant endowment. I mean, they could cut their tuition in, it could be a quarter of what it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
But yeah, there was a story in the New York Post about this guy who was a member at Reebok, which was a big club, apparently a hotsy-totsy club in New York, health club. And Chris Cuomo,
the guy I know.
10 to 20 years ago, was a member there, yeah. And he loved to play basketball, and I guess he's a good player. But he asked people to describe him as a basketball player, and people kept using the word crybaby, bully, asshole, jerk, tool. Those were the five descriptions they had for him. And they said his go-to was, you want to fight?
Yeah.
Apparently, he thinks that he's always fouled.
Yeah, he's one of those people.
And he fouls the shit out of other people and goes ape shit if they think it's a foul. I mean, if you've played much pickup basketball, you know...
You don't call the foul.
There are some people who just... There's really no way to quite isolate their assholishness until you see them in a basketball game like that.
Kobe!
That really does bring out the inner asshole.
Oh, yeah. It brings out... I think there's a lot of assholes that it would really encapsulate their whole being to see them play pickup basketball.
You don't know basketball. You just got going.
It's all about them. And he also was a ball hog, too. He shot all the time. Got mad when other people shot the ball.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Well, the one source...
I mean, who does that?
The one source said, quote, he's a pretty good player in athletics. It was ridiculous what a baby he was. Which is just funny. That's the guy that said, do you want to fight? Even for minor plays. And then he adds, I gladly would have fought him, but if you swung at someone at the club, you're automatically kicked out. I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised.
Well, you know, I never really knew how he got where he was. I mean, I knew there's famous Cuomos. Well, his dad was famous. His dad was going to run for president, or people wanted him to run for president, and on and on and on. But
he was on 2020 forever.
Yeah, I remember him on 2020. I always thought he was, I know, he was a reporter.
He was an okay reporter. I okay. Just as an anchor holding on the show, I think his ego got to him.
Yes, definitely. The John Oliver discussion of his Instagram page just destroyed him for me. He's never been the same in my mind again, because he likes to post stuff of him weightlifting.
Yeah. What, doesn't like, he have a motto too?
Idiot.
He's got a personal motto.
And those condescending posts to his assistant Rose. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's right. Jesus.
Let's get after
it. And I do not mean that as a compliment. Has to be CNN's Chris Cuomo, who is constantly posting videos with fun peaks behind the scenes of his show.
Like with this makeup, very often the truth can be concealed and covered up. That's what's going on with the spin about these Russia developments. We're going to focus on what really matters. UNITY. Unity. I wrote it this way because I wanted it to be a little hard for you to catch it.
Yeah. Doing a headstand.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, now he's doing push-ups.
Push-ups.
News time. Cool. Now, I guess we should all just stay tuned while Chris Cuomo fights the news. And at this point, you may be wondering, who is holding the camera there? Well, if it's anything like his other workplace videos, the answer is his poor, poor producer, Rose.
We're getting ready to start the show, Rose. Rose, here's what we should talk about today. Rose, you forgot to tell people that we're going to be on TV tonight. Rose, they searched the offices of the president's lawyer. This is a storm, Rose. See the lightning? It's a factory, Rose. That's an Easter egg, Rose.
He has
look at all the snow,
board
Rose.
He draws on.
Rose,
whiteboard.
Look, the snow has stopped. And thank you for coming along for the ride. Not you, Rose. That's your job.
Oh, what an ass.
Yeah, he's just
congratulations,
creepy.
Everyone. I think we all just got to the first base of sexual harassment with Chris Cuomo. But look, the oddest feature of Chris Cuomo's Instagram is just videos of him working out. There are many, many videos of him lifting, sweating,
boxing,
and grunting. And look, far be it from me to judge Chris Cuomo. His triceps are wider than my entire body. But something about his thirst pit of an Instagram feels a little desperate for approval. No more so than with his constant efforts to get his catchphrase to happen.
Let's get a little pre-show pump.
What does that say?
Cuomo Primetime. Hashtag let's get after it. What do you say? Let's get after it. Let's get after it. What do you say?
Let's get after it.
That's weird, man.
Oh, God.
Here's an idea. Instead of doing that, let's get after that catchphrase. I'm serious. Let's hunt it down, catch it, and kill it forever. But, you know, for all my criticism, this has actually inspired me, because I'm...
Okay, I think that was the end of it.
Do we have the video of him emerging from the basement yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? I just was looking at it from his Instagram.
I'm surprised CNN wouldn't apologize for this or tell him, do not fucking use this, you asshole. You
all right, here it is. The official... re-entry.
He was obviously out of the basement last week.
Yeah.
Cleared by
bullshit.
CNC. A little sweaty. Just worked out. Happens.
Oh, of course it just worked out.
Oh, it just worked out.
What I've been dreaming of.
How was he able to work out if he had coronavirus and he didn't emerge from the basement, but he was working out down there?
He's got a workout room in the basement.
No, my point being, wasn't he really ill and didn't he have respiratory problems?
Well, he wanted to get a workout in before he emerged from the basement. Okay. So he could
get those gains.
My wife, yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
She won't hug him.
Cleared by the CDC.
Oh, she's really hot. Who is she?
Have the symptoms anymore? More than 7 days from her quarantine.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Just give you one of these. Just give you one of these. Just give you one of these.
Those kids do not want to be in this video.
Bella is, of course, taking the video.
Not at all.
This
Bella's way of getting out of the video.
Just to be back up here doing normal things. Thank you for being so nice to me. Thank you for taking care of everything you had to. Thank you for taking care of me. And Bella, thank you for stepping up and now adding family videographer to your resume.
You're a fucking sham.
She's rolling her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's not for me. Ah, thank you. This is for when we go outside. That's what we have to do now, all of us, in New York. So anyway, I'm back. Let's get it.
Oh, my God. That's pretty much the worst video ever made.
Oh, he's such a dick. Such a dick. By the way, his family looked so not excited to see him.
No, they want him, believe me. Those kids want him to stay in the basement forever.
His wife didn't look very happy either.
Oh, she's probably been banging the pool boy.
What does it not count unless it's on Instagram?
Not in his mind.
But we know he was in a fight with a guy on a bicycle a week ago. How dare you, you fucking dick? I mean, they really made a to-do about... his big reemergence from COVID. From COVID. So
who's his wife, by the way? Because she looked really good in that video. Is she?
She looks hot.
Christina Greeden.
Who is she? Who are you?
I don't know.
She's
I didn't.
50? That woman was 50. Wow.
Is he even married to her the whole time?
I think for a long time, yeah. I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. I was Googling her, and then you know how, like, on the right-hand side, there's, like, similar pictures? Well, there was a different chick, and I've just been on this wormhole. I have no idea what the hell you guys have been talking
about.
Who is
she? I bet she was hot.
Who was the girl that you were looking at? What's her name?
Renee Summerfield.
Hmm. What does she do?
She doesn't do anything. She was just gifted with a body.
I thought you did a bunch of research on her.
I'm currently doing the research right now, and I'm going to be doing research for probably the remainder of the night.
With your pants off?
I just noticed that somebody posted Mike Clark flying over Aretha Franklin's house in 2003.
Yeah, that's the video I took. Yeah. That's, I remember that. It's on the Riff. Is it on the Riff
page? Is it worth playing?
I think it's on the Riff page. No, we can link to it in the site, though. I mean, it's long. It's a long video. It was a fun day.
All right, you want to play Val Kilmer on Good Morning America? He's promoting his book, and they promoted the shit out of this interview, and I'm thinking...
Did he do the audiobook?
Oh, God. Sorry. I doubt it.
Too soon?
They took, like, two sentences.
Thank you, Brandon.
I can do the audiobook. I mean, I'm sorry. I think you should have Stephen Hawking do it for him because he stole his bit.
Top Gun. It's all detailed in his candid new memoir, I'm Your Huckleberry, is out today. And Chris Connolly had the chance to sit down with him. Hey, Chris.
Chris Connolly, by the way, in front of the most books I've ever seen in one room in my life, next to Gary Graff. Because he wants you to know that he reads.
Hey, George, good morning. And would you like a book? As an actor, speaking of books, Val Kilmer brought swagger and on-screen magnetism to some of the biggest movies of the 80s and 90s.
I thought you were going to sit down with him.
Now, the act of speaking has become a challenge. But
we're going to show you guys how weird it is.
Artist's spirit is intact, And so is his memory of the times he's...
The front of this should be, you're not going to believe how fucked up Val Kilmer sounds.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky? You're everyone's problem.
From Top Gun to Batman Forever. And from Doc in Tombstone...
I'm your huckleberry.
To Jim Morrison in The Doors. Val Kilmer lit up 80s and 90s movies with sheer screen charisma. Now at age 60, much about his life has changed, starting with his speaking voice.
I feel better than I sound. I feel wonderful.
What can you tell us about the condition of your voice and how you're able to communicate with us now?
I was diagnosed with throat cancer, which was healed very quickly.
What do you miss most about your old voice, Val?
Well, I had one, and I didn't laugh like a pilot.
Kilmer has found his voice in a new
impressive
memoir
entitled "I'm Your Huckleberry." That's refreshingly candid about
his high-profile. That's pretty ballsy to even do an interview. Really, I give him credit.
Yeah.
Roles he's played on screen, playing Jim Morrison, the Dionysian rocker who spent life on the edge.
And that's what people say about Jim Morrison.
I mean, can you even understand what he's saying without the
not
caption?
Really.
And
no.
His own singing in The Doors.
They captured it.
Yet as he writes, he dropped out of sight
no
after he was overlooked by the Oscars.
My life is not built for that kind of fame.
Right, Rod Pater?
Oh man, he's just struggling so hard. Yeah. It's.
I mean, frankly, I'd rather he had Hawking's computer.
The book two. Yeah. Kilmer sharing emotional details of his romances with Cher, Ellen Barkin, nice. Michelle Pfeiffer, nice. And Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
What do you think made you so appealing to these my incredibly dick. Charismatic women?
Oh, duh.
I'm committed, is what he says. Because I'm hot.
Dynamic as committed to the work as someone like Cindy Crawford. She was the number one model on the planet.
Sounds like he still pines after Cindy.
Why is he still? Why is he bragging about all these chicks he nailed?
Because no matter what he sounds like, he wants you to know. He had some prime pussy
he
in
did.
His day.
He did.
Sequel to the 1986 hit.
No matter how bad I sound, I still had more better trim than you'll ever have.
He opposite had Cindy time. Crawford in prime
I know.
Time.
Absolutely. No, Sam. I'm really much surprised. And Tom was wearing his jacket, the original jacket from the version of it. And,
so he's talking about Top Gun 2, and he said Cruise was wearing the original jacket from the first one just so he could show you, Kilmer, that he still fits in it.
Oh, boy.
Why didn't Tom heal you?
Yeah.
You know, for any of us who loved that original Top Gun movie.
That art behind him was his own art, because he's into art now.
Well, good for him.
He sells paintings.
Yeah. I can't believe Conley asked Val Kilmer there if I could magically give you your voice back, but you could never have sex with those chicks, would you? And he said no. He's fine with it.
He did a new cameo.
He did.
Hey, are Ed Bassmaster, does he have cameos?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't want to hear anymore.
All right, I'm going
play
right to
Ed Bassmaster. Play the Bassmaster.
Hey, Kaylee, how's it going? Ty hit me up, told me he's being a real pain in the ass.
Is this one of his other characters?
Trying to impersonate me all the time.
Who the fuck is that?
Listen, hon, I get that all the time.
It's one of his other characters. Just look at this guy.
That's what I thought it was.
Bassmaster.
Hey, guys. Tony, Sarah, Brene. Hopefully I said that right. If not...
I mean, is he doing them as himself?
What? That's ridiculous.
How does he bill himself as Ed Bassmaster?
That destroys Ed Bassmaster.
Yeah. Well, he does.
How's it going, Milliam? Remember me? Let me ask you a question. Should I eat a Bubba Coos or what? Actually,
he's dressed as him, or is he? I guess he's.
Yeah.
He looks pretty weird.
He's dressed as him in the in the main thing. What's
outfit's
the,
ridiculous.
What's the main video, the selling point? Does he do the.
Cut it out, Bassmaster.
There. Bald ass. Listen, I'm just.
Yeah, he's just doing his other characters.
If you guys want to shout out, let me know. If not, I got to go. This thing ain't working. Oh, boy, yeah. Bald ass.
Yeah. What does this guy do, by the way?
He's a comedian.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Is he good?
Well, judging from his cameos,
what's going on?
Not so much. Carson, but I love the look of this guy.
But Bassmaster's hilarious. Yeah. I love Bassmaster.
Is there anybody new, else that's new? I see you have another tab open.
I was searching, but I really couldn't find... Oh, well, Mama June.
Wait, Mama June?
Oh, she needs drug money.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dustin, what's up? This is your girl, Mama June, and look at your hound dog.
Okay, she's wearing a mask, not because of COVID-19. I think she's wearing a mask because she ain't got no teeth.
Oh.
We want to tell you happy, happy, happy birthday. Congratulations on y'all recently getting married on Valentine's Day. And look, I love you and he loves you no matter what. And y'all can make it through anything. And y'all will make it through together.
Why would God anyone away, pay June. For a June?
Because she probably June? Wants like $5. How much does she want? $35? Wow.
Oh, boy.
What a moron.
I saw Ryan Sandberg was on there, Drew.
Ryan
know.
Sandberg?
Really,
Ryan Sandberg's hurting for cash. I'm surprised. What's he asking for?
Hold on, I gotta spell his name because he spells it dumb.
R-Y-N-E.
123.
Asshole. His number's 23.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs. How you doing? I want to wish you from your family a happy Father's Day this year. I understand you are a huge Cubs fan. And you're up in the Pacific Northwest. Hey, I grew up in Spokane, Washington, so cool. I wonder where you're at.
Wow, what beautiful a connection he's country. Made with this guy.
It's a long way from Wrigley Field, but hey, it's...
I didn't know about you, sweetheart.
It's so ridiculous.
Watching... I love that dude, Bet, though, when I was a
I
kid. He was
too.
Great.
Oh, hell he was a yeah. great player. Fantastic player.
You know what?
But just
words
watching...
can't describe him. He's poetry in motion.
He was.
He's poetry in motion.
But seeing him trying to connect with some stranger, isn't it embarrassing?
Oh, well, isn't that most of Cameo?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why I like watching him, is because it's so awkward. But what's the guy's name from 90210? David, no, David's
Brian
Austin
Green.
Brian
Austin Green. He would be so mad at you right now.
All he thinks about is how painful it is to do these things, and that he wishes he didn't need the money.
He hasn't been doing new ones in a long, long time.
Yeah, he's unavailable.
That's it. That's all the new ones. Wow. People are cameo fading, I guess.
By the way, somebody's ragging me for ragging on Tori Spelling.
Saying, oh, really?
You asked for money!
Yeah.
I said... Well, we have a donation bar, but nobody's required to give us money. And by the way, we don't provide a meet and greet, no, a virtual meet and greet for $95. We do 13 hours of content a week.
Yeah, communicate with us anytime more. You want.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay to communicate with us.
I mean, what a ridiculous comparison.
I think so, too. I'm going to get Dean McDermott to defend us.
Thank you. Now I understand what that's all about. Yeah.
Have we even talked about Kim Jong-un?
No, I wanted to. What's going on with Kim Jong-un? I have no idea, because all the reports seem to be contradictory.
He had allegedly some sort of cardiovascular surgery. I don't know what that means. But they said he's extremely heavy and he smokes a lot.
Wait. Time out. Why would the great leader have any health issues whatsoever? He's perfect.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, here's the news report out of North Korea.
That dude's dying ASAP.
I'm surprised they would just be that blunt about it.
Kim Jong-un.
I was reading, because I was actually interested when I heard this story. I'm like, oh, well, who's next in line? Does he have kids? Is there another person to follow him up? And there's a lot of the problem is he's killed so many family members of the that would be the Kim dynasty that it's really slim pickings. And they think the person that might succeed him is a woman.
No!
There's a very high-ranking woman. I don't know if it's his cousin or how she's related.
I thought it was his sister.
Oh, maybe. You know what? It might have been his sister.
Doesn't he have a son, though?
Yeah, but that sounds like a little kid.
Right.
So does that kid know?
Well, that'd be fun to have a little kid running the country. Isn't that kind of cool?
As opposed to a man baby? Because that's really what Un is a man baby.
Oh, this is the worst time for Un to be recovering, too, with The Last Dance streaming. I mean, he loves the Bulls.
Oh, that's right. He's probably watching it. He probably got an advanced copy from Rodman.
Kim Young.
Hey, when did
he likes Rockets.
When did the story break about Gronkowski?
We talked about it earlier. It broke right as we started the show. Well, that he's coming back?
Yeah, to the yeah. Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
He's nuts!
When you were up taking your break, we were talking about
okay.
it.
Yeah. Why?
For a fourth-round pick? Him and a seventh-round pick for a fourth-round pick. Why does he want to play poop. Tampa? Because Tommy's there.
Tommy was in New England last year.
No, I know, but I think he was just done playing. And now he probably misses the game. Now that he's got his belt, his championship wrestling belt.
Well, you're off with
that's the 24/7 belt too. That means during a game, anybody can go on the field and pin him and win that championship.
Wait, so what if he gets tackled? Does that person get the belt?
He's going to need to lose this belt before the season. Otherwise, he's really, really risking a lot of people running on that field.
Hey, maybe don't they film in Orlando for the WWE right now? Isn't that where they do a lot of their stuff? So maybe being in Tampa is close enough for him to do both. I don't know. I'm glad he's
maybe
back.
He's just rejuvenated.
Yeah, because, I think that's really what it is. Yeah,
he took a year off. His body feels better.
Hot.
Very possible.
He's got the belt. That's all he needs.
Yeah.
But real quick, I don't mean to go back. Is Kim Jong-un going to die or what? Is he going to die? Is it that bad?
I don't know. He missed this. There's some stupid event where they, you know, feat his grandfather, I guess.
Yeah, and he missed it. Yeah, which, you know, maybe
he wouldn't give a fuck about his grandfather.
Maybe he just didn't want to go.
Yeah, well, how boring would that be?
Oh, my God, so boring.
Like, parade some military crap through the square?
All those parades look so fucking boring. I can't believe he can sit through it or stand through it. Although, isn't he always late for him? Don't they always show him
big
introduction?
I think they take pride in their marching.
They really well.
Such perfect order.
They are pretty damn good.
They're good at that. Yeah.
They're good at coordinated like card tricks too in the stadiums. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
I mean, really? They're
and we are so bad at it.
You know, say what
my God! By the time people do it at any game in America, it's like the crowd's drunk and there's just so many people. There's just giant gaps in it. Whatever it is.
I just saw this tweet. I decided to see if there's anything on Twitter about him. The top tweet is praying for Kim Jong-un. We may have political differences, but I respect the office. That's a total joke. That's really funny.
I was so angry today because I saw another story about Lori Loughlin and Mosimo.
Oh, no.
New twist in the Lori Loughlin Mosimo case. It's like, fuck you. We know what happened. They made a big donation. They lied about the girls. We've seen the pictures. They were not rowers. That was fake. So they did something stupid. They tried to be weasels and they cheated. So give them their 40 years, probation in 2060, and be done with it.
Exactly.
What the fuck is there to talk about?
It's, yeah.
How can there be a new twist now? It already happened.
Right, I'll bite, though. What is the new twist?
I don't know. I couldn't pay attention. I was so pissed. and I did read I read another story today, too, about college, which it's fascinating how much colleges are like, oh, my God, we've lost so much money. It's like,
yeah,
there's been a month of no school.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really that? I think it just shows you how much of a ripoff college is.
Yeah. Well, I saw Michigan's going to lose, what did they say, $1 billion?
$400 million to $1 billion.
Well, so a lot of that, though.
Sounds like they're overcharging.
A lot of that is wrapped up in their healthcare system and the U of M hospital.
Well,
didn't Schlissel say he's going to take a 10% pay cut, which, what is that going to save, 10 grand?
Yeah.
Just like when the governor is taking a 10% pay cut, right?
Yeah.
15 grand, is that really going to save the state? It's all just image bullshit.
There's a class action suit with Michigan State, and Wayne State students apparently are banding together and they're trying to get refunds that they feel are in line with what they lost, which is board, room, and the having instruction face-to-face.
The funny thing about the room and board, I can understand, but, are you guaranteed face-to-face instruction? Which is really funny because you know how many students are like, I'm going to take online classes, and then when you're forced to.
Okay, so what are you paying all this money for?
Yeah.
If you can take online classes, I mean, isn't it stupid to pay $28,000 to go to Michigan or $25,000 to go to Michigan State?
Very, yeah.
When you can take the classes online? Does this seem ridiculous?
Yeah, but it's fun.
Why would people go into all this debt?
Because college is fun, man.
Well, yeah, sure, it's fun, but then...
party.
Is it fun because you get to complain about how in debt you are, or...
It's about the connections you make there. You got to make your business connections there.
Anyway, apparently they're giving credits in the neighborhood of $1,200. And the students are saying, no, that's not prorated at all. And Michigan State released a statement, something in effect that we're delivering exactly what students pay for, which I thought was really funny. And then I guess a lot of these schools are saying that we've incurred a lot of costs rapidly transitioning to distance learning. New hardware and software. And it's
bullshit.
Like, oh, my God. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? College is such a fucking ripoff. It is just...
I should be back in school.
And Michigan, they talked about their endowment, which is 12...
Tremendous school.
They have $12 billion.
Yeah.
And they said, we can't touch the endowment. That's not what it's for. So, by the way, if you have $12 billion sitting around, couldn't you charge a little less to the students who are fighting their asses off to pay for college? Couldn't you couldn't you take maybe $1 billion out of there and just make college a little cheaper for the next 10 years?
You could, but supply and demand. I mean, if people are going to pay it, why wouldn't you charge it?
I guess. I really wonder
seriously,
if this won't change the game a little bit.
It won't.
We'll see.
I think the myth of everybody having to go to college is starting, or the university is starting to wear off on people. So the problem is they're going to want the same amount of enrollment, and if enrollment goes down, they'll just end up charging more to the people that go.
Well, look at what you know. It's just funny to think about how much you pay for the face-to-face teaching, which is like you could fucking read the book, and it's really
get access to your professor.
And you look at all the fat in a college and all the administrative people and all the deans and all the benefits out the ass these people get. It's like, somebody's paying for that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it,
somebody's paying a lot for that.
That's because the research part's so expensive.
Oh, and that really helps you, the student.
No.
Oh, boy. But when I saw that they had a $12 billion endowment, but they can't touch that.
I know. What does the endowment go for?
I don't know. I just thought it was so funny. They make people pay all this fucking money, and they've got $12 billion sitting around. Michigan State, the same way. They just paid, $1 billion in payments to people that this guy molested, and it's like, whoosh, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, if you got $1 billion sitting around, why is your school so expensive?
Maybe that's what the endowment's for.
Maybe.
Payoff settlements.
Oh, they got to pay Dr. Anderson's victims.
They do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they got to pay off the opera singers' victims. And the provost. Was it provost?
Yeah, but he's still working.
That one is it one of the, no, he's not working. He's fired.
He was. Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was flat out fired. But I thought, because he had two jobs there.
And he said, in the investigation, we learned things that we just can't live with.
Yeah.
You know, but even though he's been investigated before and he'd gotten, four or five promotions since he'd been there. But some people claim that when they complained about it, they were told to shut up. It's a shame. You know what we should do before we finish the show? We should play Plain Man's song for his birthday.
Okay.
Hold Me Down. Do we have it?
I will look for it.
Brandon?
I think we have it in the system already. Let me check.
Yep.
It's a very important piece of art.
You want to play it now?
Yeah, sure. Great song.
That I had that sucker lined up. It was perfect with the runway. The angle was right. Everything was great. The approach speed was great. Was sitting pretty. And then what the hell did I do? I don't make everyone happy. I got to get my biannual flight review. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Anybody
What's
out there
doing
that knows where I can go get a seaplane rating, let me know. I've been doing this before. rattled that sucker back, flared nice, and proceeded to lose it. That big jet feeling.
I've made soft field landings.
Who has it?
Anybody out there that knows where I can go get a seaplane rating, let me know.
We are pointing more toward a hangar way over there instead of the runway. The plane is cocked maybe 30 degrees left where it should be.
Don't worry about what you've done now.
I misread the wind.
Cause it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
The fact that it is not aligned with the runway.
It's a test to see how much you can.
I remembered to put the landing gear down.
It's nothing new. It's nothing new.
Here comes plane man.
It's nothing new.
To hold me down. Did you hear that?
Fabulous Bell Jet Ranger, unbelievable.
Going like a Cessna 172 or 182, preferably.
Oh. I can outfly Travolta any day of the week.
I've made soft field landings.
Who has it? You should see the pilot, the captain of that airplane. Oh, what a crack shot he is. The Qantas.
Ah, yes.
You know, most of that comes from one story he told, the one where he almost crashed.
I know.
Do you remember when he came in that morning? He's like, I almost died this weekend. Like, he was
pretty
shell-shocked about it. So at least him telling the story, I guess, got him over it. He was freaked out, though. Oh, yoy, yoy.
I actually read a lot about this stupid story about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
And this desperation to get in touch with Thomas Markle
you know,
around the wedding.
Yep.
And the funny thing is that
I don't believe these texts that they've released or these emails.
Well, I in a way I believe it because the funny part is probably off his phone. Thomas Markle probably.
Oh, like he shared it?
Probably broke his text silence.
But it makes him look like a dick, like he's not answering.
No, but he just had a heart attack. Mm. He's fucking on his deathbed. Mm. And
he didn't answer before that, though.
But what's funny
is
that...
Was the heart attack real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was in terrible shape.
Yeah.
He would have given anything.
He had two in like a week.
He would have given anything to go.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
But it's funny to me how desperately Meghan is trying to get in touch with him because they want to tell him to shut up. Don't talk to the media.
Shut the fuck up,
Dad.
But
of course, now once the wedding is over and, you know, he spilled a couple things, then it's like, fuck you. I won't even send you a Christmas card.
Yeah.
So when she can't boss him around, she really doesn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that really
the
case?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good summary of it. You know what annoyed me in the messages?
What?
That Harry won't spell out Y-O-U and just writes the letter U.
That's kind of lame.
Saving a whopping two strokes.
He probably dictates it to someone else who types into the phone.
He also calls her Meg, which I'm not a Meg. I'm a Megan.
Tom, Harry again. So he's so interested in her father. Did he ever meet her father?
No, remember he said he talked to him on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. To ask for her hand in marriage.
Yeah, which is laughable.
Really need to speak to you. You do not need to apologize. In other words, you should apologize, but you don't need to.
Yeah.
We understand the circumstances, but going public will only make the situation worse. The text message read, if you love Meg and want to make it right, please call me as there are two other options which don't involve you having to speak to the media who incidentally created this whole situation. So please call me so I can explain. Meg and I are not angry. We just need to speak to you. Thanks. Oh, no, you're not angry at all. That's why
she never
contacted him over the holidays.
What are the two options?
I don't know. It's just what they want him to do.
Because he was never going to go to the wedding. They were never going to allow that. And so they don't want him to speak to the media. So what are the two options?
No,
going to have him killed or pay him off, right?
It basically amounts to, you know, we want to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Just answer the phone so we can tell you what to do.
Yeah.
The following day after Thomas issued a statement through TMZ announcing he'd gone to the hospital for a heart attack, Meghan texted her father saying, I've been reaching out to you all weekend, but you're not taking any of our calls or replying to any of our texts. Very concerned about your health and safety, taking every measure to protect you. to protect you. Wait, what are you talking about? To protect him from his health and safety? No. You're talking about the media, Megan. That's all she cares about. But what more can we do if you don't respond? Do you need help? What do you think? He had a heart attack and he's not responding to you, you fucking idiot. Can we send the security team down again?
he ghosted her.
First start of you're in the hospital. But you need to please get in touch with us. Megan texts again minutes later. Oh, he didn't respond soon enough. Saying that she and Harry had dispatched a security team, but it was refused. The text exchange. How dare you refuse our security team?
My daughter dumped me.
Text exchange provided to support their lawsuit against the Mail on Sunday, which the Canadian newspaper misquoted Megan to portray her in a negative light. There's another part of that story that apparently...
Read that other part in that story that I highlighted. It's just kind of, because Inside Editions, there's a little update on what they've been doing lately.
Comes a couple again, settling in a new life in Los Angeles, renting a $10 million home near Elton John, a good friend. Yeah, he pays off their carbon footprint.
Yep, and they come over and shoot hoops.
Their home is reportedly paparazzi-proof with...
I think you got to the part.
Two guarded checkpoints. This is a pool and a gym. On an occasion, they were spotted outside. They wore blue bandanas and had security with them as they walked their dogs. Yeah, I'm sure living next door to Elton fucking John, you need security.
So
Elton John doesn't need security, you fucking idiots.
That's what I was wondering, because they're walking their dogs and they had two security guards with them. Do you think Elton and David walk their dogs and do they have security with them?
No way.
Not in that neighborhood.
Oh, how embarrassing. How absolutely stupid. How are we going to be regular people? We're just going to be as important as royals, but everything the other way, we can make money.
Yeah, celebrities that don't do anything.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I fucking hate it.
Both of them.
The other part of this story, is the part that her lawyers are trying to get out of this, is where some friends of hers apparently told her that, People Magazine wants to talk to me about you and your father, and they're asking a lot of questions about your father that are... Not going to make him come off terribly well if I tell the truth. And Megan apparently tells him,
"Daddy,
just tell him the truth. Don't worry about it."
Oh,
so
wow.
She basically told about five of her, she knew about five of her friends were going to trash her father, and she just let it happen.
Wow.
Good for you and your father.
What a bitch.
Oh, come on. She's a horror show. And a whore.
Maybe they'll team up with their new best friends, A-Rod and J-Lo, and buy the Mets. And that will be their new gig, sports owners.
By the way, you know, they always make a big deal when somebody wants to buy a team.
I know.
About, what kind of person are they? And, you know, we need... A-Rod, why is he all of a sudden an okay guy? Because he's married to J-Lo?
Yeah, and because he's handsome, and because he does good on the Fox broadcast.
Well, what about all the times he trashed Major League Baseball?
Sure.
And
he lied. Well, I always find it interesting. Look at Barry Bonds, right?
Yeah.
Total asshole. Did a lot of, you know, steroids. And he is still persona non grata because he's an asshole. But A-Rod's, you know, turned this leaf over because instead of kissing the mirror, remember that whole article? He's kind of turned into this, like, nice guy persona, and it's working for him. And J-Lo certainly helps that.
Well, he's a big phony. He's always been a phony. His teammates all hated him.
I got a lot of tweets from people about this one story claiming that we owe Mazaway an apology.
For what?
Because there's in conjunction with that story, there's another. I'm trying to look for the actual tweet.
Are you saying that there's proof that A-Rod has from concessions?
No. It's totally different than what Maz was claiming.
Maz's claim is that they gave him a whole concession stand and he gets all the profits from it, and that he and J-Lo are frequently seen in the back counting the money.
Yeah. This guy wrote, I don't know who Ralph Russo is, but he wrote, the Mets didn't sign A-Rod when he left the Mariners because he wanted a concession stand with only his stuff sold, and he wanted an office at Shea. Which is totally different than he got a cut of the concession stand at Yankee Stadium, which was the original comment.
Yeah, it was like he sold all Yankees and Major League stuff, and he just got to keep the profits.
Yeah.
It was like another profit center.
And from the food concessions, too. He got a cut of every concession stand. But you know what this probably is? Probably one of those games of telephone where somebody tells something, and he tells somebody, he tells somebody, he tells somebody, tells, and then it turns into he got a cut of the concession stand.
That would
New York. It's a hell of a
it was like no if sense. He got his own suite for his family or something, I'd believe that. But yeah. Not a concession stand. First of all, it's just so rinky-dink.
He wanted an office. Hey, you know how there's a million
Wait,
podcasts?
Wait, he wanted an office at the Mets Stadium?
That's what it said. Yeah, if they signed him, yeah. He wanted an office, which I thought was the just Mets the locker room. Yeah. I don't know what he would need an office for. You know, you said the other day there's a million podcasts. Well, there's now a million and one. Did you see who's starting up their own podcast?
No, I'm really excited to know.
Dina Lohan.
Oh, Dina Lohan.
She's launching, and this might be.
I can't wait to listen to it.
This might be the worst titled podcast I've ever heard of. It's called Listen to Me, OG Mama D.
Oh, stupid. Oh, my God, is that bad?
How come Lindsay Lohan mama got a catfish?
Is there a podcast available yet?
Not yet. Oh, but you want to know what it's about? Okay, I'll tell you, Drew, since you asked. It's going to touch on pop culture, domestic violence, which, you know, those if two topics go together well, it's pop culture and domestic violence.
There's nothing that brings me to a podcast sooner than knowing it talks about domestic violence.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi. It'll touch on pop culture, domestic violence, mental health.
Oh, great. Well, she should have Meghan Markle on because she's an expert in mental health.
And it will, quote, set the record straight about tabloid celebrity gossip, which, you know, that podcast, since it's touching on pop culture, will be heavily into tabloid celebrity gossip.
Good luck with the podcast.
Well, she's going to set the record straight that it's true. Maybe.
Oh, I didn't think of it that
but
way. That,
it'll only take two sentences to set the record straight.
She's gonna, that's Dina. Oh, God.
Dina's going to co-host with the Princess of Long Island star, Chanel Omari, whoever that is.
I don't know who that is.
Dina tells us it'll be on Spotify and iTunes and will later be available on iHeart, though a rep from iHeart told us, we're not aware of any projects in the work with Dina.
There's just way too much Dina.
Where do you suppose she got that?
That it's going to be on
iHeart? She's just blowing that out of her ass.
Because someone's like, Dina, let's do a podcast. You're going to make it on iHeart. You're going to do this. And she's like, okay. And then the guy totally just sold her a bill of goods. I need $50,000. I'll put the studio together. And she's never going to hear from this guy again.
I wonder if she has the cachet to have national advertisers on the first episode.
No. Well, unless she's doing it with, you know, a network or something. Is Dina Lohan a person that a company would want their name attached with?
Hardly.
No.
But she's Dina Lohan.
And it does have a catchy name. Listen to me, OG Mama D. I mean, who wouldn't want to tune into that?
I mean, I want to know who came up with that because I want to hear some other horrible slogans.
The guy that
asked for more ideas.
The guy that demanded $50,000 to set up a studio that she's never seen since. You're going to be on iHeart.
God. How dumb. All right, get us out of here. And we got the Mike Clark, exciting Mike Clark audio from Domino's Day.
Oh, that was really after the outro. So into those videos.
I think I might have given him some shit about this, if I remember correctly.
He did have an amazing child-like wonderment with certain things.
Yeah, I don't know why Domino's was on the list, but it was.
Well, he liked watching the Domino's fall.
He paid a price, though. Might have made it to the cry car on that particular day.
Oh, man.
I know. It's terrible. Well, well, well. Hope everybody has a great night. And we'll be back tomorrow with Trudy. And I don't know what else. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Well, it's Wednesday tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
There will be the new ML Solo Detroit with Tom Izzo dropping soon.
Ah, yes.
If not yet already. I thought it was a really good episode.
Well, Izzo's generally, I mean, I always want to hear what Tom Izzo has to say.
Yeah.
I want to see how my watch party did. That's more
great.
Important.
It was great until the guy throwing the party got all mad at everybody. Closed it down, kicked everyone out.
That's got 4,500 views already.
Ooh.
My top last week at 6,500 last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, these Facebook numbers have been really, Charlie's getting huge numbers. He's getting like 20, 20,000, I think.
Wow, nice.
Pretty good. And then hopefully people will also download the show. Just more important.
Fucking shit.
Have a great night, everybody.
I want to be a pilot.
Over the weekend, I heard about this domino business. This somewhere in the world, somebody was going to break a record and set up tens of thousands of dominoes and was going to take
boring.
A
couple
of I wanted to see the video on it. I wonder if
it was on Good Morning America.
Well, then,
today?
What?
It was yesterday, I think.
I bet you one of the girls
what?
Typed it.
I brought this up earlier.
Who tipped it over, the first one? It was some American.
Well, I brought this up earlier.
Yesterday.
And first, of course, Drew was all over me about it.
No, I think it's neat.
You don't think it's neat at all.
It's neat.
But all of a sudden, all these people started calling, and they gave me all these facts that yes, it's occurred. There were about 4.5 million dominoes that were assembled, and it took about an hour and a half to do it. They saw some video clips of it. All of them thought it was fantastic.
I wanted
more information, but we had to talk.
I mean, there's nothing like watching something knock over another thing.
Was interrupted by the I-69 business. So
yeah,
the highway
was interrupted.
It was
given more time than
it was set aside.
Some people would think it deserved.
but the longer we talked about it, the more people called on it. The more we talked, pretty soon the lines were loaded over it.
There are like 11 people who are
and
into it.
And everybody was so excited about it.
Prepared to be bored.
And I'm excited about it. You got it? You had it?
Yeah, here it is.
Play it!
Right there.
Popple, 3,992,000.
Hey, that's fake. That's not the way it
is. Watch. Look.
That is a world record.
Look at that.
From the Netherlands over the weekend. Poor guy with...
You see that?
Every time I see them.
I don't know how I see that sign. Look at that.
Boring.
I want the whole video. Will you turn off that snoring? Come on, turn that off. That's a bunch of crap.
And also our warning curse is 50.
Boring.
I didn't even hear what Diane...
She said how boring.
What did she say about it? It was cool.
What can she tell you that you didn't see?
You know what? You think I'm crazy, but
she's on to the Anna Nicole thing, so don't worry about it.
Right. What was going on? Tony Perkins was there, and also
she had nothing to say about the dominoes.
Are you
so
sure?
Have to get to
are
somebody.
You sure?
You have to find some girls that are interested.
But Charlie is still kind of excited from it. You can see he sort of has that same look as Mike.
Yeah, they're interested. Who wouldn't be interested?
I'm so bored.
If you were there and you were watching it, you would dig it. You would dig it. I know you would. You'd like it.
I saw it.
If you were there, you would like it.
If they sold drinks, I would.
It's one thing knocking over another thing 4 million times.
Boring. I'm so bored.
I know this is a little crazy.
I told you.
I heard
I'm
you.
Boring.
No, I don't care what you think.
Boring.
No, stop. Listen.
I'm so bored.
I can picture ordering the video on this.
I told you.
And watching the whole hour and a half. I might cue it here. Look at it. I told you. I find them boring. And it was, did you see how that sign went boop, went up, when it went by, the dominoes went right by, and it went boop, and the sign went up.
So bored.
Sorry, Mike.
Just say something.
Oh, I know, so that you can push the button every time.
I told you.
I heard you. I heard you. How many times have I had to hear you're boring? I don't think it's boring. And I also fault them for the video they did show. You know there had to have been some amazing moments in that thing. God knows what happened. I bet rockets exploded.
But I'm sure they'd send a camera crew and not look for the exciting moments.
Naturally. Well, they filmed it. They filmed it. They didn't show it.
I know.
The editing was so lousy.
I'm so bored.
Look at that. We didn't even get an overview of the whole thing, did we?
No, that was
the whole thing.
Look at that right
there.
Where? Back it up. I didn't see it.
A bunch of dominoes.
Where's the rest of it?
Good, get me good.
Listen,
you know, let's put it this way. If you can't beat him, join him, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, it's boring.
This is boring. I told you. I find him boring.
Why don't they first give you an overview? I mean, this took an hour and a half. This is 4.5 million dominoes. Can't we start with the shot of the whole
right
board?
There. See, right there.
Where?
It's something knocking over something else.
I know.
I told you. I find them boring.
Is that the whole thing right there? Yeah, that's
totally
it.
Totally devoted to
that. That's it. No, there's more to it. Oh, did you see that sign? Was that cool?
Start aorta.
We've spent more time on this than Good Morning America did.
Well, 10 times more time. Because it deserved more time.
Why don't you drop the matter?
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing the whole video, I gotta tell you. I might cue some of it.
I told you!
All right.
I find them boring.
All right. I'm done. Drew, I know you'd think it was cool if you saw it.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Save it for Dateline Tuesday.
All right. Boy, I get beat up.
I wish
on
Clyde would queue up faster. I love Clyde.
Boy, I got hurt on that. I really got hurt.
Why don't you
with
drop
that.
The matter? Clyde needs to be in airtime, so he's more accessible.
Boy, did I get wailed on for that.
I don't,
jeez. Dominoes. You hurt me, Drew.
Why are you? I've never known you to be so into dominoes. I'm
well,
sure.
I'm really not that into it. I just think every once in a while somebody does kind of.
Why don't you drop the matter?
I'm not into dominoes.
You could have fooled me.
I just think every once in a while something like that is kind of fun to look at. That's all.
Well,
Jesus.
It was quite an effort.
That sounds delicious.
Delicious?
Yeah, dominoes.
Right. I can't believe there are that many people who will actually spend the time to stand those things up. I mean, that just blows my mind that somebody would spend that much time doing that.
Well, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. But once they've done it, it's fun to look at.
Alrighty.
All right. God.
Well,
whew. That was exhausting.
BJ was here from Real Detroit to catch all that.
Did you write all that down?
Yeah. Good color for that.
Okay, good.